glad we let the intro play to the dreary part of this song, because it's a dreary atmosphere here tonight. Dr. Dark and Mark are being very Daria-ish, should I say?
Dude, I was singing ska music
A second ago, and then I just asked you to try to start the show, and you give this like Eeyore look, and you're like, no, I will not start the show.
I didn't have anything prepared. And I was trying to get on the show Facebook.
And right before, Mark is like, fuck the world. Fuck Earth.
That's an exact quote.
He did say fuck the Earth. I mean, I know that for a fact. I don't know what else he said, but I know he said fuck the Earth. Welcome, everybody. This is the Midnight Horror Show. We're here live Wednesday, January 3rd, 2017. The first show of 2017. And we're here live every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time.
Or Eastern Daylight Time.
Yeah, whatever.
What time of year it is and if it's daylight savings time or
sure,
not.
Sure, absolutely. And you can check it out, TMHS
not
Radio.
Not that I know the difference between the two.
.com or tune in, radio station. TMHS Radio, all one word. There you go. You cannot slow us down. It will not happen tonight, sir. You're not going to slow us down. Even though we have nothing to talk about, you're not going to slow us down. It's not going to happen.
The revolution will not be televised.
No, it's going to be audio-lized. I don't know where I was going.
Audio-lized.
I don't know where I was going. I don't know where I was going with that. Speaking of audio-lized, have you guys done the second season of that GE Podcast Theater? Did you guys do The Message? Did we talk about this yet?
Yeah, I did The Message.
Have you done Life After?
What is GE?
I have got about 3 episodes in Life After, and I'm now starting to enjoy it. I wasn't convinced at first, but I'm now kind of getting into it.
It's the ending is great. The ending is great. I enjoyed the crap out of it. Did you like the full run for the Message?
Yeah, I loved that.
Okay, then I think you're gonna like this. The further it gets into it, it feels like it really doesn't start going until like right at episode like 6, 7, 8, and then it just keeps spiraling. I mean, have you gotten to Angel Batista yet?
Angel Batista's in it.
Oh yeah, David Zayas. Yeah, he plays McLeod. Officer McLeod, and he even makes a reference. He does.
He does
the Highlander reference. It's great. But yeah, he's in it.
Hey,
quite a
you
bit.
Get off of McLeod.
Oh, I forgot. That's Mark's thing. That was right. He said he was going to do that for the new year. Good showing, Mark. I'm glad you remembered, because I didn't remember until you just did that horrible cheesy ass aborted joke. But
stop groaning, Duncan. It was fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
That's my New Year's resolution, is to substitute my laugh with a groan. So I found that very funny, Mark. Very, very funny.
Let's all groan. I think that's a good idea. I like the groaning.
That's
whoa, wait. See, that's...
No. Dr. Dark's groan is something you don't want to hear because it sounds dirty. It sounds like he's just touched himself.
Ew. Oh, he just did it.
Replacing my laughter with vomit sounds. What?
I'm going to replace mine with crying. I don't know what's going on around here. He's gone nuts. First show of 2017. All right, so we're going to wait for a week to do the lists, because Dr. Dark needs to at least watch one of the films that he's going to put on his top 10 list. Actually, I think he's going to strive for 5.
I don't know about 5. That's a lot. We're going to have a contest, though, and I'm going to present them all in such a way as to hopefully you all know.
He totally forgets that we've done this before. He's getting old.
Shut up. I am. Next Saturday, I'm going to be a year older.
So I'm the reigning champion as well, because I got it right last year.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Memory serves, it was 8 last year.
Oh, he's groaning again. Why are we allowing him to groan?
Surely he has watched more than 8 in prep for this year. Surely.
I don't know if I've watched 8 movies all year.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yes. He says all this, but he's full of crap. He's full of crap. All right, so we're going to have to figure out which ones you've seen and not seen. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Exactly.
Okay, looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that. I'm sure everyone is.
You guys can play at home.
Yeah, everyone can play at home.
You can
play
along.
Over there in the message.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You can play along. Don't play at home, because Dark will take that as something else.
You can play at home. I do. I play everywhere, actually.
Why? Myron says, cool people were born in the month of January. So I'm assuming that Myron also shares a January birthday.
And the witch is in the future. Ridiculous.
He is. He's like, I mean, I'm used
we
to
know
being
someone
in the
else
future,
from the
but
future.
But the witch is even more in the future than I am.
We know someone else from the future.
I don't know who the hell
There's
you're talking
about. There's a lot of people from the future, apparently.
Yeah, Smoke, we were opening the show with Mobb Deep. Thank you for noticing. Thank you, sir.
Smoke knows everything.
Yeah, but he's never here to tell it, so... cares.
This is also true, Smoke. Why the fuck are you not here? Are you going to join? Smoke, even though you're not going to be here next week, because we know you're not going to be here, we still need your top 20 list.
Oh, yeah, we need your top 20 list. And if you don't, we'll make it up, and it's going to be really bad.
So he can shit all over. He's like, I don't know why Undead and Duncan said that Eyes of My Mother was a great movie. It was all right.
Well,
Fuck off, Smoke. You wouldn't know a good movie if it came up and actually shat in your face.
Mark was shitting on movies earlier. Mark was shitting all over a movie.
But, right.
Let's not.
I don't think Don't Breathe is like top of the food chain, right, for movies this year. I think As Your Mother is damn near top of the food chain for movies this year. So when he's like, it's all right. He's like, you compared it to Martyrs. And I was like, yes, I did compare it to Martyrs because there's a lot in it that is very reminiscent of Martyrs. I didn't say it was Martyrs, Smoke. I didn't say it was Mars.
He doesn't like anything, though. He's weird.
I fucking hate Smoke. His favorite movie every year anyway is the one where the fucking cat talks and the dog talks. Ryan Reynolds. And he sits in the corner stroking himself off to it.
Or a Serbian film.
Oh, you son of a bitch. He says, Eyes of My Mother is a pretty good art house version of American Psycho 2.
Oh, jeez. What a dick.
No, I'll tell you right now, there's no shat. There is no William Shatner in Eyes of My Mother. So, there you go.
Okay.
That's the only thing that American Psycho 2 has that's amazing. Yeah. It's
give
tons
you that.
Of shat.
I'll give you that. It is has tons of shat. Shit in every shat.
You know the story about that movie was that... What's the name of the chick that's in it again?
It's, was it not Rose McGowan? It's,
No. Oh, she's in everything.
Meg, right? From Family Guy?
What's that name?
Is
Rock,
it?
What's her name?
Is it from...
Anyone from the Facebook page. What is the name of the chick in American Psycho 2? What's the name of the actress?
I mean, we've...
Come on, people. What were we here? Right, anyway,
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Look how quickly we're working them. We're like, come on. Spit it out.
She claims that that when she shot that movie, she didn't know it was a sequel to American Psycho.
I'm not surprised.
It might not have been when they were filming it. It might have been a completely different movie.
I don't think it was either. The reason I don't think it was either is because the only reference to American Psycho is a flashback sequence at the very beginning where she's not in it. It's like a small child is in it. It's like that. We'll just put that at the beginning.
Yeah, they decided after the movie was shot that it was going to be an American Psycho sequel and added that bit.
Mila Kunis.
That's what I said. I said Meg. I said Meg from Family Guy.
I couldn't think of what the fuck her real name was.
I couldn't either.
I've never seen that
show.
Movie, but I can see the box cover like as clear as a bell because I think it was out when I worked. The Blockbuster.
Yeah, she's on the cover, like turning
copies of it, stinking up the used section.
She's turning to the side on the cover, all scared looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the cover does stand out.
It's one of the worst sequels to a movie in cinema history.
Make a sequel to fucking American Psycho? First of all, I don't think it was that successful, like theatrically. I don't think it sold a whole hell of a lot of tickets. And second of all, why would you make a sequel to that movie? Why?
Because they wanted to, Mark. They just wanted
because
to.
Because money. That's why.
Money makes the world go round.
Money, money, money.
Mo money, mo problems, bitch.
Mo.
Bitches and money. Bitches and money. Right, Smoke?
He stole that. We already figured out he stole that from
money,
Monica.
Smoke. Isn't that right? Minus the money.
Yeah, he stole that from bitchy Monica's
smoke.
Wall
bitchy
or something.
Smoke. It's a cheater. No bitchy smoke. It's just smoke.
Smoking bears. I think he
Who's
prefers the bear.
Bears?
I think he prefers the bear, right? He might take the twink. Might be smoking twinks.
Maybe somewhere in the middle, like an otter. They call it.
Too early in the year to do this.
Well, I couldn't see him running around with dancing bears. You know, that just doesn't look like Smoke at all. Now, some Zangief-looking motherfuckers from Street Fighter, I could totally see him rolling with those guys.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say Danzig bears for some reason.
He's
more of a typo-negative guy, but maybe.
I don't know.
He's got a date at midnight. With Nosferatu. Jacob Kane is not going to be here for the first part of the show. No.
Aww. What?
We're missing the beard. He says he will be here for the second hour, hopefully, but he's doing some that there landscaping stuff that he does.
It doesn't look like he's talking about landscaping at all in this post.
Yeah, no. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. It sounds like he's plowing something.
Something. I'm not sure which way he's going. Yeah, I don't know which way he's going with this. It could be terrifying. I don't know.
Somebody to love. Yeah, he's in there. He's having it. I don't know why I'm singing a lot. I blame Dark.
Dark has brought it out.
Dark's fault.
He spread it like an STD.
Next to no singing, he came back last week, and there was too much singing on last week's show, and it's kind of over in this show because he's here right when it starts. Dark, I blame you for this.
He spread it. Oh, well. Spread it like an STD. You're gross. You're gross. You're so gross. You know, what was I going to say? Oh, I know what I was going to tell you guys. All right, so, you know, obviously, we need to plan out what we're doing for 2017. We threw around the idea last week about doing our, you know, Spling Blake in Asia. And, you know, but we need more. We need more for the year. So we could probably have time. We have plenty of time to figure that out tonight.
What we did over summer?
Spling Blake. Spling Blake? You guys don't want to go Spling Blake on Asia? It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. You're going to eat a lot of flying lice.
Eat some lice and play some ICT.
It's going to be great. I can't wait for our Spling Blake. It's going to be wonderful. But yeah, we need more than that. We need more than that. And we got to upgrade the show some. We're going future.
Let me upgrade.
We're going futurized. We're going to futurize. Look, even we've upgraded Bell now and we have implemented Deandra. Now Deandra kind of works like the Amazon, you know, what is it? The Echo Alexa. And Alexa and all that stuff. So Deandra, welcome to the Midnight Horror Show.
Hello, Midnight Horror Show. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad.
why is Deandra sound like Mrs. Doubtfire?
She doesn't really. I mean, that's
she does sound like play it again. That is Mrs. Doubtfire. Speak it. Pretend to be. It's Mrs. Doubtfire's fucking like if she was a transformer. Hit that again.
All right. Hold on.
Fuck you, Duncan. I will destroy you.
Oh my! Whoa, Deandra! Holy
shit! She's like, "Fuck you, Duncan. I will destroy you."
She is crazy. I don't understand what her problem is. She's getting really pissy over here. All right, Deandra, you can take a break for now. We'll come back to you, but we might need you from time to time. So to you know, bring us your sage advice and whatnot. So we're glad that you've joined us this year in 2017 for the show.
Mark has a little penis.
Oh, come, what? No. No.
Robot's damned.
No. No, look, see, now you guys got to get along now. you guys cannot.
A Scottish accent. That's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
This is horrible.
Alexis Scottish. I swear to God, I dated her once.
Deandra, please apologize to Mark.
Excuse me, Mark has no penis, just a vagina.
Oh, what?
Just a vagina?
A vagina? That's not even right.
I don't know what that is, so I guess I'm okay with it.
God, all right. Well, you guys gotta. We'll work that out. We've got all year to work that out. So that's not really nice. She's kind of hateful.
I'm gonna be honest. Deandra has turned me on. That accent is sexy.
Oh my God, she's.
Well, there, Deandra. How do you like your eggs?
Suck my pussy. Suck my pussy.
Oh, gee, Duncan, what have you done?
Suck my pussy.
Oh, come on.
Suck my pussy.
Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, this is gonna be the most abused toy on this show
wet.
Ever. It's going to be the most abused toy since Dark bought that fleshlight.
This is horrible. This is not good at all.
Dark has a small dick.
Oh, come on. All right, we know that. You don't.
I mean, what is your standard? I mean, you think everyone does, apparently.
Dark has a smaller dick.
Whoa! A smaller dick? A smaller dick than what? Oh, dude, you're not going to answer me? All right. Well, never mind. That ruined that joke. Sorry. That's...
Doc has a smaller dick than an ant.
Oh, there we go. A little delay there than an ant. All right. Well, that's understandable.
Must be like the transcontinental cable delay.
Oh, Darren, what did you do that for?
This is horrible.
He's posted a picture of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Doc is a queer.
Oh, you have to go away now. That is so uncalled for. That's horrible. You can't be saying stuff like that. That's just dark. That's dark stuff. Dark stuff. You can't do that.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. All right. As long as you're sorry. Who posted Mrs. Doubtfire? Where's Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, Darren Wilson posted a photo of Mrs. Doubtfire with my face over Robin Williams.
Oh, no. Well,
the reason he's done that is because he knows that I can do a really good Doubtfire impression. So.
Let's hear Doubtfire.
Oh, hello there, dearie.
I don't watch
I'm
that.
I'm a hip-hop granny that can bebop and dance till you drop and yo-ho make a wicked cup of cocoa.
Oh, no. Well, at least now I don't have to watch the movie again.
In fairness, Robin Williams did like base it on a woman from Edinburgh. So,
yeah, he definitely
which
did.
Which is just along the road, so I'm entitled to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'll give you that. If Dark starts trying to pull that, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No, when Dark
does hello.
Oh, see, there.
I wanted to say that Dark can't do a Scottish accent. For some reason, it comes out as like some weird bastardized version of a Yorkshire Englishman and a fucking Irishman. It's like, fuck me arse. Well, that's not how I talk.
Just you wait and see, Henry Higgins.
Dark, please shut
Why
the fuck
does
up.
It sound... It sounds marginally Jamaican now. What are you doing? Like, yeah, man. Give me the haggis.
Dark is horrible at voices.
Yes, Deandra. He is god-awful at voices. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
I'm not honorable.
That's... I don't know what you're doing.
See?
We can't pronounce the letter H. It's not horrible. It's not horrible.
All right.
I hate Dark so much.
Stop it.
Yeah, we do too. We do too, Deandra. We hate him too. But you know, what can we do? You know, he is the boss. So
he is the boss. Don't fuck with the boss.
Yeah,
watch out, Deandra, or I'll pull the plug on you, bitch.
Boss my ass.
What?
Boss her ass. She wants you to boss her ass. I guess, you know, boss at it or something.
I'll boss your ass, bitch.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yuck.
Oh, shit. Deandra fucking hates you, dude.
I was not ready for this.
All right, Mark. You did put the spill your guts out there because I totally forgot all about that. It's a new year. I forgot that we do this kind of thing. So you did put it out there.
Did anyone ask us anything?
Did you get any pulls on your Peter there?
I'm looking it up. I got one. I think it was Darren was asking the three films in 2017. Top three movies you are looking forward to in 2017. That was Myron, not Darren.
Oh right. Well,
I think that's it.
Let's roll the cinders in.
All right, let's see here. Where is we only have what, the Halloween one?
We
already attempted that last week. Let's not bring that back.
That sounder, but we also need the people sounders is what he's talking about.
I have those all the time. They're ready to go. Like let's see here.
You were a bit to do smokes one there.
What's this one? If you know Madonna. Oh, this is Dark's weird thing. I forgot about that. That's Dark's weird thing.
So
Deandra, play our theme song while I look. All right. Oh, good. I found them now. I found them now. Here we go. Let the motherfucker try me. Try me.
The nefarious Dr. Dark. Get your hand off my penis!
2017 movies. I think I would like to see, Stakeland, Hatchet 2.
What?
Are you looking at 2007?
He's looking at 2007.
Oh, shit.
Dumbass. That's so embarrassing. You idiot.
Well, I haven't seen any of those movies either, so I didn't know the difference.
No doubt there.
Oh my fucking god.
Amazing.
Hatchet 2 is great. You should see it.
Yeah, Hatchet 2 is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have. He doesn't usually look at hatchets. I think I have actually seen that. Oh, Hatchet Wounds.
Stakeland's fucking amazing too. You should see it. It's on Netflix, I think.
Dude, I've seen Stakeland. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, I promise. So I want to see...
What's Mark groaning about? I must have missed something.
I'm not groaning. I said, uh-huh.
Oh, I missed
really
it, the whole
seen
exchange.
Stakeland, and I have seen... I know I've seen the first Hatchet. I don't know if I've seen Hatchet 2 or not, but I have not really looked ahead to see what's coming out, but I know The Dark Tower's coming out. I'm excited to see The Dark Tower. I'm excited to see the remake of It.
One more.
There's not a third Stephen King thing for him to name.
I'm not at all excited to see World War Z 2.
Well, there is. What's the one that Thingamajig's doing? Mike Flanagan's doing one for Netflix.
What is he doing?
Myron will know.
Myron will definitely know.
Mr. Mercedes?
Maybe? Oh, that's right. I forgot they're doing Mr. Mercedes. But that's not. That's a movie. I think they're doing.
It's PG-13, but I'm kind of intrigued to see the Bye Bye Man.
The pee pee poo poo man.
Yes, exactly.
Bye bye is what they're going to say to their box office profits.
Bye bye bye.
Boom.
Am I right?
Boom, Mark. It was good.
It's going to be a blockbuster.
Because that movie's going to flop.
It's PG-13.
I totally got your joke. I totally got it. I don't know if anyone else got it, but I totally got it.
Biden has posted.
That's three dark, and they're all horror movies. So well done.
Oh, he doesn't
sir.
Know what the Flanagan. You do. You told me, Biden. You told me that Flanagan was doing it. So this is what I'm dealing with here.
Is he doing it well?
Let's see. Alicia
says there's only it. Tim Curry.
Gerald's game.
With it.
Gerald's game. It's what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, Gerald's game. But after
he's making it direct for, and he's been paid by Netflix to do it. So,
yeah, but after the
which
hand
is exciting because he did Hush for Netflix.
Yeah, but after the degloving, it kind of goes downhill for me with Gerald's game.
McLovin's in it.
No, you know the degloving of her. Have you guys read Gerald's game?
Danny DeGlover.
I'm too old for this shit.
Oh, when she takes her hand out of the handcuffs. Oof.
I'm glad you said handcuffs. That could have gone a many ways.
Yeah, what I meant by handcuffs was Chinese handcuffs, where it was actually in another girl's bum. And the suction was holding it in place. It was a very dangerous situation. The book is very intense.
You can't just drill a hole in that like you can with a Coke bottle.
No, you can't do that.
Isn't this the one that's been in kind of development hell and been handed to many, many, many directors because they've said it's like, of the King novels, this one's the one that's supposed to be pretty much unfilmable.
It just doesn't really work. I mean, the whole startup of this is if I remember correctly, it's been so long since. I swear, they're about to have sex, and the husband drops dead of a heart attack on the floor, or whoever the guy is, and she's handcuffed to the bed, and the dog is like, I swear it feels like he's coming forever. It feels like days before he actually gets to the house and then
the
starts.
The dog is coming?
Yeah, he's coming everywhere. You know all about that. He's coming all over the place. And
she's
then,
handcuffed, and the dog's coming all over her.
Yeah, and the dog comes and like eats the husband, and then she knows that it's going to eat her or something, so she ends up having to like cut her hand out of the handcuffs or some shit. I can't really remember.
I'm going
to
say that that's not going to be in the Netflix version.
But that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like
that's the whole thing.
Well, that's not the whole thing. Then it goes after everything. But I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. Mike Flanagan has he's had one blip. I didn't really like the new Ouija movie.
It was not
very good. No. But with that, Before I Wake, Hush, Oculus, and Absentia, fucking four amazing movies. So
Absentia, that's the one with the bridge, right? Underneath the...
Yeah.
I did like that one. That's
a fucking
amazing movie. Awesome. That was so cool.
It's his debut. That's like his first movie.
That was around the time that we were watching the Borderlands or whatever, right? It feels like that was that same time period we were watching all that
shit. Yeah, I think it came out maybe about 1 or 2 years before, but yeah, it's just... such a fucking good movie.
That's pretty sweet.
Myron says she's handcuffed to the bed, 80% of the movie. So
yeah, I mean it's like, I mean it's not like half and half or anything. I just remember there is a little bit that goes after, kind of like Misery did. I mean, Misery didn't do a lot, but like in the movie, it's real quick. Like I've survived, and here's my flashback at dinner. It just feels a little bit longer in the book. So that's kind of the same thing with Gerald's Game.
I'm looking forward to it. Mike Flanagan for the win.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal cutting her hand out. It's gonna be cool.
Well, she hadn't fucking kicked him and killed him.
Someone fire up my one because I've got three I want to talk about.
So boom! All right, let's go. Here we go.
You all of mine.
I will not, because I know what one of yours is at least.
Now imagine
his a puke.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly.
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
I love Sean Connery. Right, now I know that Mark is going to mention like a big one that Ridley Scott's putting out, because that's my most anticipated movie of next year since that trailer dropped. I have been fully erect since. The blood has not been getting its way to my brain. It's been going to my cock. So I'm going to try and move off piece. And Mark has told me reliably that there's a movie, a three-letter word, of a movie to do with cannibalism next year that's going to be one of the best things I've seen. So I'm not going to mention that either, even though that's up there.
You can. I wasn't... I wasn't going to mention
Raw.
That one.
Raw is one that I need to see. I've heard nothing but amazing things about Raw.
Oh, that's
everyone
not what
that
I thought
know
that
has
was
seen
about.
It has said it's fucking amazing. So I need to see Raw. So that's on the list straight away. I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to, though. A little movie. I don't know if any of you checked out the trailer for this yet, because you really need to. It looks fucked up. It's A Cure for Wellness.
Oh, my damn you son of a bitch. That's one of mine.
I mean, I'm definitely interested in seeing that. Gore Verbinski hasn't done a movie like this in a while. He's been busy doing, like, pirate movies.
That's pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, he did The Ring. I think he did the sequel to The Ring as well, potentially. Either that or the guy that actually originally directed The Ring did the sequel. I can't remember. So, yeah, this looks fucking amazing. This has a... It looks incredibly short, and it just looks fucked up. Just like almost every still in the trailer just made me quite unsettled. And it's coming out real soon. I think it's February is dropping. So cannot fucking wait. So that's like well up the list for me. And I'm going to throw one in here that may roll a couple of eyes, but fuck it, I don't care. Because that's how I roll, Danny. I just fucking
roll with it.
So the one that I'm actually like surprisingly really 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 looking forward to, and it's supposed to be coming out this year, it's supposed to be coming out in October, is the Maniac Cop remake.
Oh
shit, I forgot all about that one.
That's awesome. Right, so it's coming out. The director was handpicked by William Lustig, and it's co-produced by Nicholas Winding Refn.
Shit, that might be amazing.
It's based on script done by a comic book artist called Ed Brubaker, I think it is. I don't know who he is. He penned the script. So apparently it's going to go quite noirish, but ultra fucking violent. Cannot wait for this one. October 2017. And I've said it before, I know some people roll their eyes. Oh, it's another remake from movies and these. To me, Maniac Cop is not like holy ground. Maniac
it's
Cop's
sacred.
It's not at all. It's a fucking goofy fucking movie, which is a ton of fun. And I really, really can't wait, especially in today's climate with how police are seen in America. I think you can do a lot with that. I think you can twist things up and make it rather fucked up in a way which makes me really happy. So without naming the ones that Mark was going to name, Raw, can't wait for, A Cure for Wellness, and Maniac Cop are three of the ones I can't fucking wait for this year.
That was a good three. I hadn't heard anything about the Maniac Cop remake for a while, so I wasn't sure what the fuck the deal with that is. But yeah, that might be
great.
The
witch says he calls bollocks on the Maniac Cop remake. It won't have Bruce Campbell. It may have.
Oh,
Tom
he's
Atkins,
right.
It won't have Tom Atkins. But it may. I'm just going to lie. It has Tom Atkins. It's basically they're going to do like a Cabin Fever with it, so they're basically just going to remake it using the exact same script. So people are going to be using words like rad.
Oh, that would be amazing, though. It'd be amazing.
But yeah, I can't wait. That's my three.
That's cool. I want to see the Maniac Cop. And A Cure for Wellness does look pretty sweet. That's gonna be cool.
Cure for Wellness, though, like seriously, that trailer just dropped, and my skin was crawling.
There's some incredibly bizarre, like viral marketing going on for that movie. I watched some YouTube video that somebody shared on the page that was like a self-help hypnotic like video about like. It was really fucking bizarre. If you can look it up, it's like Water is the Cure, I think was the name of the video or something. But it goes along with this movie, and it just intrigues me more and more. It makes me want to see it.
I want to see it. Right.
I'll see it.
Russell C. says, what? No interest in new Jason? Michael Myers or Leatherface movies?
Hold your horses. We're getting to it, Russell.
Yeah, I think Mark's going to be interested. He's going to be interested in one of them, and since the other two haven't even filmed yet at all, or had directors confirmed to be doing them, like as in and actors casting them, I don't think you're going to see a new Jason movie this year. And
I'm not
really
hopes up.
I don't think, even though they said that they're going to try and get a Halloween movie out this year, it's not looking good at the moment. So I think Leatherface is the only one that has actually been filmed, and it has a release date for this year. So. I'm going to shut up now because I talk too much on this show.
Are you retarded? We have 2 hours to fill and there's only four or five of us here. You have to talk, sir.
There's only four of us, unless you're counting
DeAndre. You got to play a sounder for somebody else so like Duncan's done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Mark, how dare you tell me what to do? I hope I take your movies.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
My movies are Aliens, the new Leatherface, and whatever else Mark wants.
Thank you.
Danny Trioxin.
I genuinely thought Danny was going to say it's a new Aliens movie. It's Leatherface and anything starring Henry Rollins.
That would have been way better had I done that.
No, because he was in that Mike Mendez movie about the heist or whatever that I heard was just an awful piece of
heist?
Fucking shit.
You so. Heard, but you haven't watched
it. It's not a great movie, but he's really fucking good in it, so.
I'd probably watch it then, because he's
of course you would.
One of my favorite actors.
It's on Netflix, I think. Well, it's on Netflix in the UK anyway. I don't know if it is in the States.
We don't get
what was
bullshit.
The third one you said, Danny?
Anyone that Mark wants to watch. Look, Mark's like, I haven't heard of that one. That might be really obscure for me. So let me find out what that one was. Now, no, I didn't.
That
say
was me. On the festival circuit. I think Danny's going to try to catch it there.
Danny Trioxin directs movie Mark hasn't seen or movie Mark loves. Well, I can't remember what it was, but yeah, that's what I said, Mark.
A movie
but
no
I'm
one else
say,
will see for 2 years.
My definitely the Jordan Peele movie, Get Out. I'm really looking forward to
Get
Out.
The list. It looks fucking incredible.
That's going to be awesome. And let's see, what else am I looking forward to?
Flatliners.
See, there's some of there's quite interesting things about that though, because who's the director that's doing that one again? Because he is quite an interesting guy.
Who is it? It's I can't remember now.
I'll find out while you're talking.
It's
but the Flatliners director is actually like when his name was attached to it, I was like, this might not be actual that bad. Although there was talk of a Keith Sutherland cameo, and that can get to fuck. Oh, what about the Belko experiment? That looks fucking
that one looks cool. That one does look cool. And then of course I agree with the Dark Tower and It and A Cure for Wellness. I'm all on board for all of that. And I won't even watch the new Amityville. I know it's going to be bad. I'm not, but I enjoy watching Amityville movies. I do. I'll even watch the incestual one every once in a while. Which was that second one or?
It's the second. Well, you told me. I think I have seen the second one, but I saw it when I was young, and I clearly was too young to understand what incest was, because that escaped me completely.
Now, other than the incest, there are some very terrifying things that go on into, like his demon transformation at that one part is really, really fucking cool. Like, it's not a great movie or anything, but there are some really awesome ass parts in this movie, and it is really fucking dark. Like, really fucking dark. The incest and all, it's creepy shit. It's cool. So that's mine. So, Dark had none, and now to Fancy.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Okay, so this one's debatable if it's horror or not. How about Kong Skull Island?
Someone else just said that too. Russell, was it Russell that said that? Yeah, Russell C. He's also said that. Yeah, that Skull Island, right? I mean, this is where we get our Sumatran rat monkey disease from, with Skull Island, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's sure fucking scary.
Also, I always like seeing John Goodman up on the big screen. He was fucking great in 10 Cloverfield Lane. So I'm kind of stoked he's doing like a little bit more genre stuff these days. I'll go with one that I've seen, but I'm looking forward to seeing again, because apparently there's been some edits and stuff added to it, kind of, which is The Bad Batch, which is the new movie by the chick that directed Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see this one.
Oh, cool.
That really is a great Batch. Jason Lloyd said it was better than A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
I really liked A Girl Walks Home Alone.
It's definitely bigger. It's not like an art house. I mean, it is kind of art house, but it's like, it's got a pretty fucking decent budget and a few big stars in it. And it's like, it's just a lot, it's just a way bigger production, but it's kind of along the same, like, it has kind of the same feel to it, I guess. I don't know. Definitely check it out. The Bad Batch. It's fucking super fucking violent and has lots of cool visuals, and the soundtrack is fucking great. A lot like the first movie. So, yeah. Second, I'm trying to.
You're allowed to say one that Danny said.
Well, I mean, obviously, Alien Covenant. I'm fucking way looking forward to.
That trailer was bitching.
The Leatherface prequel, I don't have super high expectations for that, because the last bunch of Texas Chainsaw movies have been pretty fucking terrible. But I mean, I'll
directed
always...
by the guys that did Inside, so that's yeah, the that only gives me, thing that, it has going for it.
Yeah, it gives me hope. Yeah, that's about the only thing that makes me think it might be like fairly fucking pretty decent. But,
I bet you guys are just waiting to see the remake of Suspiria.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that one.
I'll watch it. I don't care. I don't want to see.
I'll be controversial. I think Tilda Swinton is a fucking great actress, and I will watch her and fucking. I will watch her watching paint dry. and to be honest with you, like, as holy great, like, Suspiria is in my top five horror movies of all time. I think it is just flat out a fucking masterpiece. You are never going to be able to recreate that ever in a million years, and I kind of hope they don't. I kind of hope that. It's kind of loosely set in a similar sort of universe, you know, someone attending a boarding school and there's a coven of witches there. And I hope that they don't try and do any of the aesthetics from the original and try and go in a different direction. Because that's the only way that'll ever work. See if they basically try and remake an Argento movie with an Argento feel and it's not Nicholas Winding Refn that's directing it, it'll fucking fail horribly.
They at least got some Italian guy to do it. I don't know what the fuck else
he's
done.
That's not a prerequisite.
He's Italian at least, so there's a pretty good
chance.
He knows
how to use lights.
Hey, do you know why he doesn't ever have a barbecue?
What did he just say?
You know why he never has a barbecue?
Why?
Oh my god.
Because the spaghetti will fall through the grill.
You idiot. You idiot.
Oh,
my prediction on that one is they're gonna play it safe and it's gonna be a fairly close remake.
But you're not going to be able to remake because their focus is always on like trying to jump scare and fuck with people that way. But that's not how Suspiria works, man. Like when they're whispering,
Suspiria has a couple of jump scares. Yeah, but it's like Suspiria is like watching like a couple of
it's like a fever dream kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm, exactly.
Like, there is no logic. Like to try and follow the story of Suspiria is like Jack Nicholson trying to chase Danny through the maze. You know what I mean? It's incredibly difficult. I mean, there is a kind of narrative through line to the story in that there is a start, a middle, and an end. But a lot of what happens in the middle of that movie just does not make any fucking sense at all. And it's Argento doing the, this shot's going to be really cool. Where does it fit in the story? Fuck the story. You know what I mean? And that's where they'll lose it. There's no one that does. The only movie I've seen of recent times that has even remotely come close to that kind of, like Mark said, fever dream of Suspiria is The Strange Color of Your Body's Tears, which is deliberately made to be like Suspiria, and no one fucking likes that movie except me.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fucking
weird
as shit. It's weird as fucking shit, and I loved it. I was like the only person on Netflix to give it 5 stars. Like everyone else gave it like no stars. Fucking hated it. Fuck this movie. But they're not. It's Amazon that's paid for this remake. So it's an Amazon movie. There is no way Amazon will let them just make a story that doesn't make sense. It'll be far more linear and narrative. I don't think so. I'm telling you.
Our buddy Ricky at Hail Ming, he says if Argento remade it, he would even screw it up. He doesn't see it hitting the mark. He doesn't believe that you can recreate the magic, even if you were Argento. It's just not going to be
possible. Yeah, it's just too weird. Like, Argento tried to recreate it in Inferno. I think Inferno's a fucking great movie, but even that doesn't even capture the weirdness.
Dude, I can sit here right now and like as you're talking, all I can see is the blind dude with the in the big courtyard. Oh fuck all that. I don't want to think about it. Or the getting caught in the fucking razor wire shit. It's like or when the bitch is sleeping behind the curtain. Like there's just certain moments that they're just not going to find. They're going to be like, well, that's throwaway. We don't need that in the movie nowadays. But it's those little things that really get that movie like stuck in your fucking head.
There's the dog that attacks the blind man for no fucking reason at all. The woman falls into the room filled with barbed wire, which doesn't make any fucking. Why is that there?
What does that got to do with anything? I mean,
that's Argento just fucking weird, and like. I totally agree with Ricky. Ricky's 100% right. There is no way that Argento could do that now, let alone any other director
lost
anywhere.
His touch, man.
He's old. That's what happens to all. Name one director from that ilk of directors that came up in the 70s, 80s. That if you're like that that are still even our 60s, if we're going to include someone like Jorge Romero, name one of them that is still hitting on all cylinders. They don't do that anymore, because the reason these directors were great at the time is because they tapped into, they were young, they tapped into what was happening
drugs
at the time.
Drugs.
Well, right? In some and then cases, they move on, and they move into the 80s, and they capture the spirit of the 80s as well. And it, like, the only one that's had success, like long-term success, is Carpenter. And yeah, even then, Carpenter's taken, like, some of those movies bombed so hard that it took about 10 or 15 years for people to actually say, this is a really fucking good movie.
Yep.
So it's because he has to change his style. Carpenter figured out how to change the style and evolve with his age and how he's viewing the world at the time. It's like Stephen King. Like, he's not really trying to write what he was able to write in the 70s and 80s nowadays. I mean, but he's still selling because he figured out a good way to, you know, to hone the skill in a different direction. I mean, you can't keep doing the same shit you were doing back then, you know? I mean, like... That's why Wes Craven, other than Scream, like some of those other, what was it, like the Dracula or whatever it was, those don't work for me.
What was the werewolf one that was awful?
Oh God, where he's ripping with
Yes,
it's horrible. Yeah,
what was the last one that was in 3D that was really bad?
He did that one. They had that last one that he worked on just came out this year over here called last year called the Girl in the Photographs, and that's not a very good movie either.
Yeah,
this was like a couple years ago, and like it was like when 3D was fucking hot and fucking the hot new thing, and they like did a post-production 3D transfer on this thing. It was a fucking pile of shit, and I think it was like the last thing that he like directed the whole thing, basically. What is it called? My Soul to Take? Is that it?
Oh, that's such a fucking hellish movie.
That's the worst.
What is it? They all have the same birthday, or they all die on the same day, yes, or some shit like
something
that.
Like that.
Oh, it's a fucking...
Was that a found footage movie? I can fucking barely even remember it.
No,
it's not a found footage movie.
I was going to say, that'd be weird, found footage 3D.
No, it was just... oh, God, it's crap. Crap movie. Crap.
Yep.
I would go and see a Carpenter found footage movie in a fucking second.
That would be pretty cool.
See if Carpenter decided he wanted to do a found footage movie for anything, like he was trying to find the remote hidden behind the TV, I would watch that movie.
I don't know if I said three movies for 2017, but the other one that comes to hand, it's not horror at all, is Logan. I think looks fucking amazing.
Logan does look pretty sweet. And I don't even like that kind of shit. You know, fucking
it's gonna be the last Hugh Jackman
Wolverine movie.
Oh, Wolverine! Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the one that's gonna be R-rated.
Sounds like
It looks pretty wicked. Deadpool's
gonna make an appearance, apparently.
Oh, and I don't care how bad they've been. I want to finish Resident Evil. Goddamn it! So I'm ready for the Resident Evil movie.
I'm ready for that series to be over so they can reboot it and make fucking movies based on the game.
Come out and said, and she's going to obviously say this, but she has come out and said it's the best out of all of them.
Whatever. I just want them to be over.
I don't like your attitude about it, and I could shoot you in your face because I am fine with them. I like them for what they are. I'm not expecting goddamn Grammys and shit out of this. I am getting exactly what
Grammys.
I want. Listen, I mean, you know, I
best Oscars, Resident Evil,
anything, whatever the award is, it doesn't fucking matter. The whole goddamn point
is that was the last John Carpenter movie that
Haven't they, like, there's another, like, kind of series that ran its course quite a while ago. Isn't the last Underworld movie out just now as well?
Yeah, and I'll go watch that.
Last.
Would you, you fucking Eeyore motherfucker? All right, not everything can be some movie that was made in somebody's garage, goddammit. Some of these big mainstream movies have to keep going for your little filmmakers to make your shit.
That's all I'm saying. Kate Beckinsale running around and fucking... Lycra.
Who doesn't want to watch it? What is wrong with you? Mark has no penis.
And fucking Mia Jovovich are both hot and amazing, but those aren't good movies.
Deandra, please find Mark a penis in your spare time, because clearly he has no dick. He's like, well, they're good, but I don't want to look at them squatting and splitting and shooting guns for 2 hours. That's not going to be cool for me. Just give me a little Zetar and I'll play in my room. Motherfucker. Kill you.
What's your Zetar?
Loves Underworld in the Resident Evil movies.
You know what? You son of a bitch. Right? They might not be artsy enough for you, Mark.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They might not be boring enough.
Oh, Smoke says Rona Meat Truck equals better than Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, Rona Meat Truck and Doomsday. I don't know if I know Kate Beckinsale. Sorry, you're a dick. You like Kirk White from The Wonderful Whites. Why are we gonna listen to you and your little greater than less than chart? Come on, get over it, Smoke. You fucking weirdo. Stupid motherfucker. An idiot.
I love it when Danny gets riled up and he's just like, fuck the world.
I know, Alicia does agree with you, Mark. She wants all these to be done, too. I say embrace them. If you don't like them, fuck off.
I mean, not every at-bat is a home run. I mean,
you know what? Eventually, you know what? It's really hard to imagine, but there are people out there, Mark, as you are, like, ejaculating your little dick for the next Star Wars movie. They're like, will they stop with this goddamn space dumb shit and laser dicks?
Right here. I'm one of them.
I mean, there are people out there that hate this shit just as much, but what would you tell them? Leave it alone. That's my thing. Let me enjoy it. So let me enjoy my goddamn Resident Evil, and let me enjoy my fucking Underworld, motherfucking raining on my goddamn mainstream action horror parade. How dare you?
I mean,
Mark just like walked in here and just pissed in Danny's paddling pool.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, holy shit. What in the hell? I mean,
he pissed on your rug. He peed on your rug. They really tied the room together.
Russell C says Resident Evil and Underworld pretty much suck. I'll listen to all of you. Just put your Coke bottles back on your nose and fuck off, all right?
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to fucking.
Let me insert myself in this conversation here. First Resident Evil movie, I really enjoyed. Fuck it, right? The first Underworld movie, I really enjoyed. The second Resident Evil movie is all right.
No, that's what's horrible.
A little bit less.
Omar, the Mike Epps guy makes the only good part of that entire goddamn horrible movie.
And the Underworld movies, first one, really good. Second one, not so good. And then I didn't watch any of them.
Oh, Underworld is not good all the way through, but I've seen all of them. And I will continue to watch them because I enjoy sometimes to sit down and watch something that's just enjoyable.
Sometimes it's good to sit down and switch
your brain and watch something. I don't want to have to get up.
Hot women with guns and steaks.
Damn right. Sometimes I just want to turn off. I don't want to have to get up after every movie or every TV show I watch and while I'm smoking my cigarette go, you know, when that guy spit on the wall, I'm pretty sure that was representing capitalism. Don't you fucking think so? I don't want to do that all the goddamn time. Let me just enjoy something.
I think my thing with the Resident Evil movies is the same thing I have with what's become kind of, and maybe that's going to change here with 7 coming out here pretty soon, but like all the horror fucking kind of left all that shit and they became like kind of dumb action games and dumb action movies. And, you know, they have their fucking place. People like that. Sometimes I like dumb fucking action movies, but like I think there's a potential there to make really sweet fucking horror movies.
But it's not supposed to be all horror.
Yeah. Right, I don't want to take sides. Don't make me take sides! Right, but you could argue, and I will argue right now, that last year, 2016, you didn't really get any movies like that at all. If anything, you got all the jump scare movies last year. Lights Out went to the cinema, Don't Breathe went to the cinema, Blair Witch went to the cinema. You know, these were all cinema releases, so maybe it is all right to have. So you do have to have balance. I don't think you can have the big issue in the 80s was there were so many slasher movies coming out that people just got fucking bored of them, and then we all went through that, oh, there's so many found footage movies coming to the cinema, so you get bored of them. Variety is the spice of life, so
that's
it might
what
not
I always
appeal
say.
Everyone, but if it goes out there and you know some are action horror movies, and I mean arguably one of the biggest pushes this year for a movie for you to go and spend your hard-earned money on will be The Mummy, which from that trailer looked just like a fucking Mission Impossible movie. Tom Cruise.
I don't know what they're doing with that thing.
Right, so that's going to be a horror action movie, right? And it's going to be one of the big ones this year. So, but it'll bring people in and it might make people interested in one of the worst franchises in the entire horror, the Universal Collection. The Mummy movies are not good. But, you know, it might bring people in to see that. And that's good because then some people don't want to go in and be absolutely fucking terrified in the cinema. Some people don't have a tolerance for that. Some people just want to go in and have a bit of the werewolves on the screen, a bit of the vampires on the screen, but with none of the fucking sexual subtext.
If we don't have these big mainstream movies like this, then we don't get all the cool little shit. Like, if we don't have the World War Z that we all complain about and wish hadn't happened,
yeah,
we might not get Train to Busan. And I'm sorry, give me a world that's where there's true. World War Z so I can have Train to Busan. You know, let yeah, them have World War Z, and I want the other one.
100%. That's very true.
There we go. This is what we do on this show. We debate, we talk out, we get a little bit heated, some horrible words are shouted at each other, but at the end, we all come back together, united, stronger than we were before the conversation
started.
Yeah, but
we definitely shout some really strong words at each other.
We're stronger together.
It's really hard not to laugh because I remember the way Duncan described the original Mummy movie, which is Boris Karloff walking around force-choking cunts.
That's that movie.
That's it.
The original Mummy movie is Boris Karloff walking around the soundstage with lights pointing just underneath his fucking eyes, force-choking cunts. That's what he does. He basically uses the force to choke out. And mate, it's a fucking awful movie. It's so slow. It's so fucking boring. And out of all of those ones, it's... and then Brendan Fraser comes along and he's like, oh, look at Brendan Fraser. And we'll get the dude from fucking Hard Target to pretend to be the mummy and he'll be Hakuna Shinte! And fucking then we'll get The Rock and then The Rock will be a fucking CGI Scorpion King. Fuck those movies, man. And then we'll get Jet Li to be the Dragon King because we can't make mummy movies anymore, so we might as well make Terracotta Warriors. What the fuck were they thinking?
This all sounds so amazing to me that I can't wait to go watch all of these as soon as the show's done. This all sounds so good.
I don't like the Brendan Fraser movies. I'm sorry. You know what it is? I think at the time I really did like them, but the CGI is horrible.
Are you not a fan? Now, you just meant those, Brendan. I was about to say, you don't like Brendan Fraser movies? I was like, are you also not a fan of Pauly Shore movies? I'm just checking here.
Bedazzled, but not bedazzled. Bedazzled. Elizabeth Hurley walking around looking like the fucking devil in red spandex. You're going to see a lot of my likes of certain movies comes down to women and spandex.
Spandex.
As you see in Hackers, spandex is a right, not a chore. Right, not a privilege. Fuck.
Why would you say Hackers? Now all I can think about were her giant DSL.
Oh my god, Hackers, Angelina Jolie and Hackers made me serious. It was like the first time I ever saw, there are certain things that make you question your sexuality by the way someone looks, right? Angelina Jolie, for all intents and purposes, if you only show her head, looks like a boy in that movie. Like, so attracted to her. And it was like that time, like, that great band Placebo came out and they had that, the very first single that dropped over here was Pure Morning. And she's walking along. Sorry, he is walking. See, I'm still doing it. Brian Maloko is walking along the top of that roof. And I was like, she is so fucking hot, man. And then my friend's like, no, that's a dude. And I'm like, fuck off.
That happened. That happened here in America.
I almost ripped my dick off and burned it.
Oh, tons of kids here in America had that happen when Hanson came out. They all loved the middle one. They thought that was the chick. They were like, she's hot. And they're like, dude, they're all boys. What the hell is wrong with you? And Dark was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to think that way. It was you, right? I think it was you that actually was obsessed with the song. Someone was obsessed with the second Hanson.
I hated everything about Hanson. I hated that song. It was so annoying.
Except that they were little kids, right? I mean, you like that. Hey, diddle diddle. Dark's here to fiddle.
You're such an idiot. Dude, I was only like 15 when they came out.
From last week, I want a T-shirt that says that.
Dark's here to fiddle, and then I want a picture of him with a really creepy look on his face, like wiggling his finger. Have you guys seen? Hold on, because you're not sports watchers here. There was a game that took place, and it's you guys
Smoke
saw this.
Sent the video
with Smoke's team, like sticking his finger all the way up this guy's asshole on the fucking football field. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't see this. That's right. He first grabs a guy's ass.
He grabs his butt,
forcefully. Then tries to basically finger his
fingers
arsehole.
Him.
Yeah.
And then puts his hand underneath it and grabs his balls.
Yes. That's Smoke's team. That's his football team.
I'm telling you, that
Smoke, you need to explain yourself.
Yeah, that move is called the tiger in your tank. It's the Clemson special.
Oh, jeez. That's rough. It's almost time for – it is time for hip-hop. While we finish up, 2017, that was the guts. So what movie are you looking forward to in 2017, DeAndre?
The movie Where Your Dark Sucks the Digitized Sludge from My Used Tampon. That will be my favorite film of the year.
Oh, okay.
Favorite.
Favorite film.
Favorite movie.
Dark sucks the digitized sludge from my tampon. All right, that sounds like a great movie. That... What is digitized sludge, by the way? I don't think I don't know. I'm not going to question it. All right. So for the one, the two of you. The two of you out there that are not Danny haters and don't mind some of the hip-hop halftime.
Hater.
We do have a hip-hop halftime, maybe. I don't know. I suddenly don't think I
can
do.
You
yes,
not
I do.
Find it?
I do. I have a halftime.
It's the two files that say today on the...
Yeah, I couldn't figure out where it was. All right, so I've got halftime, and we're going to play some V the Ruler. Two songs from V the Ruler, and then we'll be back. So it's about, 8 to 10 minutes. So for all of you Danny haters, you can go ahead and go. And Danny's few, TPFRs. Well, you guys, we've got some. This guy is really good. And I don't know what's up, but we play a lot of Arizona-based rappers. But that's where the hotbed of rap is coming out of right now, and that's Arizona. So
hotbed.
It is a hotbed.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry cactus.
It's not
heat.
A moist, wet heat.
Oh, yeah. You fucking gross.
That's how Doc describes it when it gets hard on.
It's a dry heat.
I got a dry heat.
It's a dry heat until the pre-cum starts.
And dry heave is what all of us do when he
which
gets
a very
on.
Long.
Yeah, dry heave.
Yeah,
dry
gross.
Heave.
Fucking puke. All right, so we'll be right back after the two songs. And what are we playing for the second hour? Do I remember?
We have.
It's a surprise.
Oh, yeah, it's that special surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, oh, that's right, surprise. All right, we'll be back with a surprise that needs to fill an hour. All right, we'll be back. Maybe we can play this like 5 or 6 times. We'll be back.
Tips and I became king and now I feel major. I was hungry and I still taste it. It's my time, you still face it, man. Ain't no little nigga still hating. Ain't no real shit, nigga still faking. The king of terror zone. I could grab the throne and leave their hands up in a catacomb. These niggas suffered in a pillow. A bunch of fucking armadillos. I Armageddon, arms with hammers back. I'm cracking songs from instrumentals. I'm purple blacks and blabber mouse and jabber jaws. These fuck boys never pause. Straight pussy, I'm ahead of y'all. Killer queens, the king of set it off. Straight up, you weak niggas shall migrate. Our frequencies will never vibrate. You niggas seem thirsty, so nigga hydrate. You just a pupil, your buzz will never dilate. Little nigga, but a nigga feeling like you 9'8". Beach killer with bitches drinking that Bombay. And I'm rocking with beats, nigga, like I'm Dre. Yeah, I'm on it, I'm blowing chronic like 9'3".
Got these niggas money, now the wheels up. Flying around the world, got these girls doing nasty shit. We done had to wait from the gate, now the wheels up. Flying around the world with the stars, now this shit is on. Should've never got these niggas money, wheels up. Flying around the world, flying around the world. We done had to wait from the gate, now the wheels up. Flying around the world with stars, now this shit is ours.
No debate, I'm the grateful winner. These niggas fake, Caitlyn Jenner. It's rare I make mistakes, but then I just piss greatness. I hate pretenders. I never straight. I face offenders in a face that's on the wrist. Straight a killer, so I commit suicide for all this fly shit on me. Like I fly shit and got it on me. With my crew like we Motley, homie. I wear the money, holy matrimony. You got my back like the tag that's on me. Don't fake a fucking front and tap me, homie. Nah, I look like cash is on me. Now the plug is tripping, trying to text the homie. We was moving, pushing forward. This is backwards, homie. This ain't real nigga actions, homie, nah. You can talk shit and try to talk down, but I'm probably flying over you. Either ride or we riding over you. Me and me are more, that's my Novia. Got these women going crazy, going crazy. Wanna have my baby, yeah. In a different country, getting faded, yeah. What a day, it's been a crazy year.
Should've never got these niggas money, now the wheels up. Flying around the world, got these girls doing nasty shit. We done had to wait from the gate, now the wheels up. Flying around the world with the stars, now this shit is time. Should've never got these niggas money, wheels. wheels up, flying around the world, flying around the world. We done had to wait from the gate. Now the wheels up, flying around the world with the stars. Now this shit is ours.
Monica says, "Damn, Danny, throw that shade." See, she gets it. She knows. She knows what's up.
The fuck was that?
I was throwing some mad shade. I was.
What was that talking? I just turned my
voicemail.
Guys, you know, it ended with a voicemail. It started with a voicemail. Oh. It's how it rolls. Damn, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all don't know how to roll? Woo! I mean, I know Mark's not rolling. Mark don't know how to roll.
Rolling. Oh no, I did it at the same time.
Yeah, Mark won't even lay down the raps, man. We've been trying to do this since 2016.
Yeah.
When we gonna lay down the raps,
100.
Mark?
That's 100.
When we gonna lay them down, Mark?
Never.
No, dude, are you out of your fucking mind? We have to do it at some point. I thought you were going to be prepared. I thought you told me you were going to get a Gambino song and you were going to spit that shit.
Oh, Gambino. Nah.
I'm going to do
that
an
album.
I'm going to.
Oh my
so that album.
God, that album's amazing.
I'm going to do an ICP song.
I mean, I don't care what you do. I'm just trying to get Mark to spit. I know you'll spit, and I know Duncan will do it, but I just can't get Mark to do it.
I'm going to do a little,
I'm not going to do it until Mark does
it. It might be twisted. It's that she ain't afraid to admit she likes dick.
I mean, this discography is going to be beyond me at this point. I don't
Dixography.
Know.
Discography.
Yeah, I don't know who's done what.
He's done another one of those funnies.
His little funnies. He'll tell silly funnies, but he won't. Mark, you're gonna rap before January's over. That's all there is to it.
Right? And that's the bottom line.
It's a new year, and we're going to do it, goddammit. We're going to fucking do it before
because
January's
Stone
over.
Cold said so.
No, because Danny just said so. That's why we're doing it, because Danny just said we're doing it. Right, boss? Can I say that? Can I make Mark do the rap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Benji, that. The boss said it. It means it's in stone, motherfucker. Submit. Roll it and write your name in it with your index finger, Mark.
This guy? Yes, so.
You done. You done, Skis, man. You got to do it now. The boss said so. What the boss says goes. Look, Alicia says, Mark, we want to hear you rap. Do it. Do it. Do
no,
it.
You don't.
Do it good. Lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. Come on, Mark. Come on. You don't. Wow, see, that's why Mark can't
my
speak.
My neck.
Yeah.
My back.
Lick my pussy and my crack. Come on, Mark. You don't know the song? How do you not remember?
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Call me on the
See, Mark, come on. Spit it, Mark. Mark, God damn it. All right, it's fine. He's going to do it. He's going to have to do it before January. I know, Alicia, you can beg, Alicia. He doesn't care. All right, he doesn't care about you listeners for some reason. You ask and he won't deliver. Okay, I don't understand it. You guys ask him.
I don't care about none of you.
He just doesn't like, I don't understand it. All right. We sit here and tell you guys that we would do anything. You guys say it, we're going to do it. You say what we're going to do this year.
I would do anything for you.
Yeah, well, without saying it like he said it, now I don't even want to say it because you just ruined how I was trying to say it by doing what you just did, Meatloaf. That's not going to work, okay? Even though it was really good when he did that in the Spice World movie when he's talking about the toilet being backed up. He said he would do anything for those girls, but he would not do that. Spice World is a great movie.
Because, I mean,
Smoke knows what's up. He gets it.
He knows. Chicks take nasty shits and stop that thing up.
Well, that. What? Oh. No, I meant the movie was good. Oh. I wasn't agreeing with you about... What?
Oh, I thought this was what you were talking about.
Dude. Russell's got a challenge for you, Dr. Dark. He says, try saying, I like cops, without your lips touching. All right, let's see if he can do this.
There's one person on this show that will never say
yeah,
that ever.
Yeah.
In a million years,
Dr. Dark.
Except Jeff. I'm cool with Jeff.
No, I
yeah,
but,
Jeff's a cool one.
But let's see if you can say it without your lips touching.
I like cops.
Oh, you? Well, we know that. We know that.
You like cocks?
Yeah,
what you said? Cocks.
Cocks. Cocks.
I know. It's coming out cocks, dude. You can try all you want. And he's saying it over and over again because he's glad that he can now say that he likes cocks. But if anyone questions him, he'll be like, no, I said I like
cocks.
It's
not the first time that Dark has tried to say something and the word cocks has come out instead.
He's like, let me see your pencil. He's like, let me see your cocks. These are the things that Dr. Dark confuses. Pencil, cock, you know.
I mean, you don't think I would have said penis, and because it sounds kind of like pencil.
Hey,
no,
you know,
pee-pee.
I had a serious question earlier, and Dr. Dark,
let me see your pee-pee.
Dr. Dark, you did not properly answer this question, so maybe you can answer it here.
I'll
since
try.
You are the doctor here. So
the doctor is in.
If you were at a strip club and you did shove a dollar in a stripper's hoo-ha, does that mean that she's now, like, been gangbanged and fingered and cocained in her vagina by, like, hundreds and hundreds of people?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Even the way that we don't use money anymore, you still think that many people have now stuck their finger in her treasure chest?
Yeah, because it was. It's only like, you know, those people who are. It's only those people who are like weird and against like the digital currency and all that stuff that are still hanging on to those dollars and everything. So they're dirtier than just about anybody.
I always imagine vagina is kind of like the case, the briefcase off Pulp Fiction, that it just closes when it opens. It's like the refrigerator. You know, when you come down late at night in your kitchen, you open up that glow from the refrigerator. It's just like, oh.
After you shove a bunch of like dollar bills and stuff in there, it probably does glow.
I'm
bright red.
God.
It's like a neon sign.
Oh no! Okay.
A neon crevasse.
What? Why did you have to say crevasse? Don't say that. Darren's picture's great. That's a
giant glowing gusset.
Oh, it's...
Oh, no. Behold, I come quickly. Right in the face. Bukkake.
That's what Dark says to his, like, his ant farm. He's their god. And he's like, behold, I come quickly. And he just shoots all over their little ant village.
Like, oh, you need more salt in the ant village?
Yeah, no, I can...
It's about to rain salt, bitches.
Dr. Dark and Ron Jeremy can do something very much alike. They both can come on command. The only difference is that Dark only gets to three. He's countdown.
Dude, it's funny.
And always three. And Ron Jeremy usually goes for about an hour before he does his three countdown. Dark just does it straight away. He's like, 2, 2, 1. Ah, yeah. High five, Ron.
It's funny that you mentioned Ron Jeremy because someone did suggest to us that we...
Yeah, but it's like a Peter North shot. I mean, it's a lot.
So, God, Jesus Christ.
Peter North must save that shit up for like a year.
Nah, some people just, you know, unload a lot.
Who the hell is Peter North, and why like do you me? Both talk about him like
Peter
you know
North
him?
Is a porn Peter North star is a famous porn famous star in the very late 80s and very
who comes
early
buckets.
90s. Every single porno that he's in, he basically shoots what only can be described as like a fire extinguisher's worth of semen.
Mark, like, did you know who this guy was, Mark?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm not the only one.
If you get a chance, Peter North. And the Google, you know, Peter North comes shot, and it's the most ridiculous thing. It's like Spider-Man.
It's comical.
It's like a fucking. It's just ropes.
Jesus.
Like over and over and
thick,
over.
White ropes just everywhere. Is anyone gagging yet?
Mark, I think we need to excuse ourselves from this conversation. We don't know this Peter North guy.
He was one of the bigger names before. Other big
See,
names.
Most
I don't know
of...
who else is. He's about the before people like James Dean. He was the big thing.
What? I mean, most of the porno that I've seen doesn't usually involve a dick anywhere. There's usually just a bunch of chicks in there. Why are there dicks involved?
That's so
in this?
Unsatisfying, dude. Lesbian porn is terrible because they always fake it. And it's like,
it's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not satisfying because you're not
it's
sure
not
that anyone.
Because you need to see a cock to be satisfied.
I need to see someone like visually get off to know that
the deed
is done.
Mark, do you need a cock in your porn to get off?
No, I don't need one.
But whoa. Why do you say it like that? You prefer one?
I don't need it, but I would prefer one.
Dude, like, dudes are such fucking dweebs in fucking porn, like, all the time. Like, the chicks are fucking amazing, smoking fucking hot, and the dude might have a big dick, but, like, other than that, he's a fucking dweeb. Like, mega fucking dweeb.
You need to watch...
Can we take a couple seconds here and discuss why all of a sudden, in the last 3 years or so... there has been, like, an increase in the amount of male asshole shots during sex.
Yeah,
why
I can
why are we seeing
bad.
That? It's like the camera, like, lower the camera down a little bit and zoom in a bit more. But I do not need to see a bleached male fucking anus, like, right front and center. Because I can't enjoy what I'm looking at now because
you're
there's fucking male ring right on the screen.
Brown-eyed girl.
Don't understand that. Don't.
Dark maybe might be able to explain to us why the
Alicia
the prevalence
Newman
of
says,
asshole.
Dark, you're watching the wrong lesbian porn, and I agree. I agree.
He's crazy.
Like, lesbian porn, some lesbian porn is more than satisfying.
It
doesn't do it for me. I'm sorry. You know, I don't like mayonnaise, but if you turn it into ranch dressing, I'll eat it on anything.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Try to take it there.
So you have to have...
to take lesbian porn and transfer it to fucking condiments.
So there's never been a lesbian porn that you were okay with. You've had to have dick all
the
time.
No, I mean, it's okay. I'm okay with it, but it's not my like go-to preference. It's just not.
Jacob Kane's like bringing some aliases out there. Grunge Gusset, Spam Purse, Go for Broke, Haggis Boy.
Oh,
my God. Darren Wilson's posted a scene from Peter North's debut in Scary Movie.
Oh, yes. That's that. Okay. Now, that was pretty funny in Scary Movie.
And Russell C. has posted the Hulk ejaculating on a woman.
Oh, my gosh. That is... Whew. Yeah, I bet that smells like a YMCA pool. That is just horrible. That's disgusting.
And my favorite thing, my absolute 100% favorite thing on the Facebook group page just now is that JK Payne did arrive for the second hour and he posted Duke saying, surprise, motherfucker, and not supplies, motherfucker, or sunrise, motherfucker, or all rise, motherfucker, king size, motherfucker, supplies, motherfucker, some fries, motherfucker,
I love
baptized,
it.
Motherfucker.
I love it. I love Dokes. Dokes was cool.
Dokes is like, that's the biggest travesty in TV.
Well, it was because
I hated him.
I mean, Dokes was kind of needed to keep the balance, and when Dumb Bitch comes in, she kind of ruins everything. I really hated that bitch.
LaGuerta's the one that dies in the books, and Dokes survives. So.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to call that.
She speaks with a voice box.
Yeah, I was going to say,
surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if you want to say he survived. He's not really much left.
A hand and a foot, I think.
Yeah, like every possible way of communicating most things, so. That was pretty rough.
Yeah, which is quite funny. And he's still intimidating as fuck. So
it's funny because the other chick cop in that audio drama I was talking about, Life After, the main FBI agent, reminds you of the lady that stepped in for LaGuerta. It's like a mix between that lady and the lady from Vice Principals, the principal.
Oh, she's fucking amazing. That show is amazing.
Oh, yep, I know. Well, so there we go. So there's one thing we're definitely doing in 2017, even though we were just talking about Vice Principals. It made me remember that Duncan posted about Rick and Morty Season 3, and we are going to have to...
Yeah, next week.
Yep.
9th of January.
So then as we go through the weeks, we're gonna rate the Rick and Mortys, and we're going to go through each episode, and we're going to put them where we put them in the rank. Then when the next week comes out, it's either going to go right behind it or nudge it the fuck out, and we're going to rank it all the way as the episodes go leading up to the end. We're going to rank Rick and Morty. So Mark and Dark, got to be watching some Rick and Morty.
I can watch Rick and Morty.
Mark, can you watch Rick and Morty?
As soon as they put it on Hulu.
No, Mark, we have to find out a different way for that.
Can you not watch it directly on Adult Swim, directly on the website?
I think so. Mark, you're going to have to try. We'll get it to you, Mark. Don't worry. We'll find a way to get to you because we need you to rate, too. All right? I need
Life
you to rate.
Life finds a way.
We need you to rate. Yeah, because you've enjoyed Rick and Morty up to this point, right?
It was like the ghost of Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, Rick and Morty is pretty fucking solid.
Okay, so
the
cool.
Ghost
so.
Of Jeff Goldblum still alive.
Yeah, the ghost.
As far as you know, 2017.
Somebody check on Jeff Goldblum.
Hey,
Jeff
we also
is
are you
going to
draft
alive.
Him?
That's not necessarily a great thing, but he's still alive.
Oh yeah, you're right. We got to do
we
our
gotta,
draft.
We got to do our draft. No one's died yet. No. I don't think.
No. Charles Manson sounds like he's on the way
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's close.
He's going bye bye.
And you know what they said? There was a famous doctor that said death begins in the colon, and that's what his problem is. He has a colon problem.
Look, so Alicia says she's almost caught up, going to binge two this weekend. Yes, do that. And also, tonight at 10, Always Sunny starts.
Yes.
The new season of Always Sunny. And I've heard rumors, I don't know for sure, but I've heard rumors that this season also starts with some Charlie McDennis.
Oh, God.
So I'm looking forward to some Charlie McDennis. Did anyone watch the last season, season 10? Or, wait, yes.
11.
11?
Yeah, I mean,
as far as season 3, and then I got distracted, but I will get back into it because I was really enjoying it.
Oh my gosh, it gets so much better from there. But yeah, Charlie McDennis, they had a nice Saul scene in last year's Charlie McDennis episode. Jesus fucking Christ! It sounds like it's a lot like a game that we would play here.
Level 4 is horror.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, it was Smoke good. Says the last person to die in 2016 was Mariah Carey.
Oh my
no.
God, she did. Have you got? Did
poor
you?
Poor Mimi. I'm so sad
poor
for her.
Poor Mimi.
Dick Clark Productions.
Her. You know what I think's hilarious about that? Those people like, she's miming and she's miming and she's fucked up and she's fucked up. Yeah, and then people are starting to post comparisons to Milli Vanilli, and I'm watching it go like that. But we know for a fact that Mariah Carey can fucking sing and is a really good singer. So I mean, right? She's been caught lip syncing this time, which I'm fairly sure probably wasn't our choice. I'm fairly sure that was forcing her. But the bitch can sing. Like, she's got a fucking incredible
yes,
range.
She can.
And
man.
Voice. So, as like, people are like pointing and saying, ah, look at her, fake, and what that.
I mean,
right,
those titties, that bodysuit that she was wearing.
Oh, no, here we go. Her... Dark's going to give us what? I mean, right, what could... was she wearing and where did she buy it from?
It was like a.
It was on sale at Kohl's.
It was a flesh-colored bodysuit with sequins at the top that showed her titties, and her pussy was, like, eating that thing up.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man, Mimi. Oh, poor Mimi.
You know what, like, when he talks about Mariah Carey, it's pussy that he says. When he talks about any other woman, it's, what was it, pussy-poo? Or...
Pussy-poo, a poo-nanny, a poopy-poo. It's always some stupid word.
But when he's talking about Mariah, it's like that, her pussy.
Mm. Yeah, he's so fucking weird. You know who was really
Mimi? What the fuck is going to?
You know who was really happy though about that performance, sitting at home with his angels, was Corey Feldman. I mean, that
was Nick Cannon. I'm sure
that redeemed him. So
well, Corey Feldman, because Corey Feldman did not mime. He did all his shit live in 2016.
Yeah, he
and
he
it
did.
It was glorious.
He was, it was amazing. He did that.
So if I had to be back on to do the show 2 weeks later.
I did it again. It was even worse the next time around.
It was just worse. It was worse.
You know, we haven't also talked about, not that it's horror at all, but like we said, we're just kind of planning for the year. We're doing our top 10 list next week. The people that are here, please shout out what you want us to cover. We already said we're going to do the Asian films for the spring break. We're also going to rate.
It's funny how that just rolls off his tongue.
We're also going to rate Rick and Morty as that goes. Anything else that you want us to cover, horror or segment wise, or whatever you want us to do, listener participation, whatever, what have you, let us know because we are going to fill 2017 with whatever the hell you guys want us to do. We'll talk about
there
whatever.
There is going to be the return of Duncan Defense.
Yeah. Oh,
we made a bold statement on the last show
where
that
it's
if
gonna
I
go
can
to.
Retain the streak to the end of the year. Then we will get a special guest on who will combat me in my arena, my courtroom, and put the opposing argument as to why the particular choice of movie that we choose for that episode sucks.
Oh my God, you
against him.
You assholes better keep him fucking undefeated to the end of this year because that is going to be the most epic, greatest thing in podcast history when that goes down. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait for that shit.
I'm kind of thinking there's a select few podcasters out with this, and the one that's kind of at the top of the list just now is Bo. Like Bo.
Oh shit! Oh,
Bo,
no.
Fuck a bitch up.
Bo
I mean?
Wolf.
Bo
this
come out that swinging,
is, that's
so
going to be that's going to be wicked.
He would come out swinging. But I'm just saying, like, only if the streak remains.
You motherfuckers! You hear that? You better leave that goddamn.
I love Dr. Dart's reply to Smoke. Yeah. Just a thumbs down, Smoke.
And he goes, and he's talking about the titties. Russell C. posted those titties. Oh, she's just, no, I'm sorry. That's...
She's so hot, dude.
Hey,
God
oh,
almighty.
You know, like I was saying, we didn't talk about it because it's not horror, but it was pretty horrifying what happened to Ronda Rousey. Oh, did anyone watch that shit?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, my God.
Did anyone else really think she ever really had a shot? Amanda Nunes, like, an absolute fucking stone-cold, scary fucking killer.
Beast. Oh, my God. She fucked her up so quickly. It was amazing. It was fun.
What I loved about that is there was, like, about a million memes that came out, and all of them were about drugs, and it was, like, people superimposing bongs in front of her.
Yeah. Dude, you could just see the fear in her face.
Alicia says she's
got
a movie for
Duncan. But she got punched for the first time, like, a proper punch in the face for the first time, you could see straight away she's like that, I fucked up. I should not be here. Oh, wait one second. Oh, she's going to keep hitting me. Oh, great. She did get paid $3 million for that before her sponsors.
Oh,
so
God, man.
I don't think she's crying too much.
I bet the only people who are truly crying are those people that spent like $60 to buy it on pay-per-view, and it lasted, what, 47 seconds or something?
If people haven't learned from the Mike Tyson fights of the 80s, then you're an idiot. Those things kill like pay-per-view in 45 seconds.
Or Conor McGregor versus Aldo.
Oh, my, yeah.
13
seconds.
Biggest
hype over.
Fight of all time in the UFC, and he knocked him out in 13
seconds. Definitely get a group of people together and go in on it or go to a bar or something. Do not just buy that at home for yourself.
What Mariah Carey was? Right, Russell C's just posted a picture of Mariah. Is that what she was wearing when she was doing her singing performance?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she
yes,
was.
Sir.
Dear God, What age is she now? She must be late 50s.
Probably so, but I don't care. I don't care.
About 75.
Well, what I love about it is the two bouncers behind her are about to break into the chicken dance.
They had to walk her down, didn't they? Like she couldn't even like. Oh my god, they really are! I didn't even realize all that.
I was waiting for someone to laugh.
Dude, those are dancers, dude. Those are bodyguards.
But
they're dancers.
But the freeze frame they've got, Duncan is right. That is hilarious as
they're
balls.
In the middle of the chicken dance.
They had to help her down the stage at one part, didn't they? Like the two guys had to grab her arms.
Somebody should get a picture that shows her plus.
Cape malfunction. That's just a prerequisite for every agent singer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You need somebody to help them down.
You don't want them breaking a hip on New Year's Eve.
Who was it that was wearing something on their head and it got stepped on? It pulled them down from behind. Who was that? Madonna.
That was Madonna.
Yeah, that was amazing.
She was wearing a cape and she's like singing and walking up the stairs, and someone had stood in her cape at the back and fucking flew off the stage. It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened in the history of fucking
poor Madonna.
That was one of the greatest things.
Someone find that clip and post it.
Yeah, we
speaking
we need,
about
we
clips, need. Danny. Like I said.
Hold on. We've got to do that.
Did everyone see the fake Nicolas Cage dolls advertisement? If you haven't, we need to post it in the page. Alicia Newman posted it in my page, but you need to play the ad for it. It's fucking hilarious.
I need to go look. This YouTube's being a bitch. I need to go pull your exact freaking link because it is such a motherfucker, stupid ass thing. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Let's get this thing up.
Awesome. It's famed over actor Nick Cage in all his greatest roles. His articulating arms move wildly, and he says his lines unpredictably.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey.
You tell him, Nick.
Collect each one, like the classic white trash action hero Nick Cage from Con Air.
Oh, sure.
Featuring one hit with death punch. Cool. So parodying Nick Cage from Drive Angry.
Don't I come.
Or unlikely wizard Nick Cage from The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And male panic Nick Cage from The Wicker Man.
Oh, God.
Comes with actual swarm of bees.
Not the bees!
Collect them all. Plus, watch all the top movies in a 3-day-long Nick Cage-a-thon.
I love you, Nick. You said it, Nick.
Only on Space.
Oh, Space, you have made the greatest commercial in the entire world.
It's the greatest fucking thing ever. Is it like unlikely wizard Nick Cage? And I was like, he's never been, he has been a wizard.
What was the one where he was with the motorcycle or whatever?
Ghost Rider.
Yes.
That's a fucking awful movie, and the sequel's even worse.
Oh, God.
Oh,
it's Rhonda with Bill Cosby. It's just bad.
It's amazing. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
someone posted that. I need to see that. Yeah. Mariah's only 46. I apologize, Mariah.
Really?
I apologize. Yeah, according to Alicia, she's only 46. Well, she's wearing well for 46.
Oh, my God. And there it is, Russell. Thank you for the Madonna clip. Oh, my God.
Has he posted it? Oh, let's watch. This is the fucking greatest thing ever.
OMG.
Oh no! I don't need you talking. I just want to watch it again. Here it goes. Oh my god! That is amazing.
Oh my god, dude! She fell like 5 feet.
Hold on. Let's get one more time. Here we go. Let's see it. Boom!
I mean, that bitch can break a hip.
I hope you got a concussion. That is great. That's fucking amazing.
She probably broke a hip.
Just on loop forever.
Oh, I could. I will probably loop that to go to sleep tonight. That is great. That's fucking fantastic.
It's just amazing.
Oh, Alicia, this Nick Cage commercial. Yes, this is amazing.
It's the greatest thing ever. It really is. It's like the greatest thing that's happened this year.
I really do want the Wicker Man one, though. That's.
Oh, yeah. I was explaining to one of the guys that I work with about the fact that I bought you a t-shirt that says, "Killing me won't bring back your goddamn yes. honey." And then I had to explain, like, I was like, he wore it to his work. And he went, "He wore it to his work?" And I was like, "Yeah, he wore it to his work."
Oh, I wear it all the time. I've actually had now two people that knew what it was, and that's amazing.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Oh, smoke posted.
Of course they were.
Smoke posted. Pornhub. Young blonde gets violently fisted by Brazilian lesbian. Ronda Rousey.
Oh. That is awesome. That's awesome. I thought it was one of his real Pornhub clips because it wouldn't surprise me.
48 seconds.
Hanging out at Pornhub. I know one thing. I am excited to do the Asian movies. I really am.
I bet you are.
Oh, I can't wait. I actually can't wait.
I sat down and rewatched. Have you guys seen The Maid? It was
that movie with J-Lo?
No, this was like I'm trying to think what country of origin this was. It's I don't want to talk about it now and ruin it because we'll have to watch it for our little tour. But it was one of those fuck. I have to find this movie. It was really fucking cool. I just can't remember now which country.
Singapore.
It's from. Was it Singapore? Yes. That's got to be it then. That was it. That's a really fucking good movie. We'll have to do that. That movie's good. We need more stuff. We need more than that in our giant court case. I mean, that's one here in spring and one at the end of the fucking year. I mean, what the fuck are we going to do? We got to do something with the summer, and it's got to be horror. All right, we cannot go back to the ways of boy band traveling. I mean, we basically turned into the cast of Final Fantasy 15 and traveled around doing like beachy shit all summer. Only we didn't end with that.
Why can't we do that again?
I mean, we can do that. We just don't need to do it on the show, Mark. But we totally can do that
off
air.
Can we not charter a plane to travel?
Yeah, dude. Has anyone got to the end of Final Fantasy 15 yet?
I am still playing it. It feels like a long game.
Then I will not tell you that it's going to end like Final Fantasy 7. So I won't tell you that.
Really?
It's got one of those. I mean, if you say it's got a Final Fantasy VII moment, everyone thinks about the same single moment that I'm talking about. And and they deliver it perfectly on here. So yeah, it's good. It's good.
I cannot wait.
It is good. I went back.
I need
and started
to get through that game really quickly because I'm still halfway through Skyrim. I need to get through. I mean, I stopped playing that so I could Final Fantasy, and then Enems today that Mass Effect Andromeda comes out in March. So
yeah, I finally now have caught up with you and started doing the new Skyrim again with all the wonderful mods and everything. I'm doing
that's
that,
amazing.
And I've gone back and done the one that Mark can't stand, State of Decay, because I love that game. I don't.
I can't stand it.
I think you need to give it another chance, Mark. I swear to God, something you've got to just try it again because it is an amazing game.
I can't stand it.
I really think you should.
I was about to ask if there's any new like horror games coming out.
Well, we have Friday the 13th, and I actually think that Madman Gamer got a hold to the beta codes.
Did he give his code away? I mean, maybe?
Yeah, he was given.
Was it a master?
Away.
I think they closed the beta like
a master beta
beginning of this week or something.
But I heard it was pretty good though.
I did get it.
I just wanted to make sure since everyone ignored it.
I tried to ignore him. Mark, did you hear any good things about the beta, or?
There's tons of videos out there of people playing it. It looks fucking badass.
It looks really cool.
Amazing.
It does look really
cool.
It does
look amazing.
Have you guys played 7 Days to Die?
No.
Okay, so it looks really cruddy. It looks very crappy like Minecraft, but basically you have 7 days and then the blood moon rises and then you get like this onslaught of zombies. But because it has that weird Minecraft element, like you and your partners are basically constructing the fortress that you're going to try to fend off these zombies. So you can put moats in. I mean, you do whatever you want. It's like Minecraft. So the graphics really don't look that good. But what I've seen of it, like if you at least have someone else playing it with you, it looks amazing. I mean, it does not look like something you want to play by yourself. But with someone, it does actually look really good. So if anyone's played 7 Days to Die, let me know. That's I'm looking forward to that. There's actually a lot of 2017 horror video games that I'm really looking forward to.
That's what I just asked, asshole.
I know. That's why I'm getting into it.
It's going to be big business. It will be big business.
Left 4 Dead 3.
I don't know if that's... Is that really true, though? I've not actually seen an actual thing on Left 4 Dead 3.
So The Last of Us 2 is coming out. There's another zombie game that looked incredible. It kind of looked like a better World War Z. In terms of just swarming.
Oh, where they're all coming out of the truck or the boxcar. Yeah, it does look great. I can't remember what that one's called, but that looks good.
So there's that one. There's obviously the new Guillermo del Toro one.
Yes.
Which has got Mads Mikkelsen in it, which, like, once again, gave me the biggest erection ever.
I can't wait for the new Resident Evil and the new Outlast.
Resident Evil 7.
Outlast looks fucking amazing.
Oh,
one of the demos for Resident Evil 7.
I enjoyed the demo. I thought it was pretty good. It's not Resident
Evil.
It's
nothing like a Resident Evil game.
It feels like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. It's weird. It's really weird. But I kind of like that direction they're going. You kind of have to go that way when stuff like Outlast has found a new level of scary by not giving you weapons or giving you limited weapons or whatever they have to do. The Outlast 2 demo I think it's still out there for Xbox One and PS4. That shit's pretty fucking cool. I mean, that feels like someone's thrown you in the middle of, you know, Jim Jones Kool-Aid shit, and you're running through the cornfields hiding from these people. It's crazy shit.
Yeah, it's Outlast. I think it's called The Barn, I think is what it's called, but it looks incredible. And, like, just it visually looked fucking amazing. And the clip that I saw of it, very little actually happens other than you hiding in the corn, and my palms were sweaty watching it. Darren Wilson says that Xbox just gave away Outlast for free and he's just snagged it up and haven't played it. Darren, be prepared to have the fucking shit scared right out of you. That game fucked me up. So much so that I never went back to play it.
I totally forgot that that he's right, that was one of the games with gold when you're an Xbox Live Gold member, the free games every month. I forgot, Outlast was. I picked it up too because I played it on the computer, but I never got to do Whistleblower. And so I was like, well, let me do Whistleblower on the Xbox One, but I couldn't do it without a copy of Outlast. I was going to buy a second copy of Outlast, and then boom, it was the free game. So now I have Outlast, and all I have to do is pick up the Whistleblower expansion, which I hear is really, really fucking good. But who knows? Because Outlast, did you ever make it to the end of that, Duncan?
No, I stopped playing it.
Okay,
ending... I keep saying that. Well, at the moment, the Baz over on my show wants to do some horror computer games next year.
This year.
And Outlast is the one that we're going to put him on, and we're going to film his reactions while playing it.
Baz on Outlast has just made my entire year, because that's going to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever watched. I cannot wait to see that shit. Are you going to do like full dark room, the headphone? The headphone. I mean,
He's going to have the PlayStation headset on, which is 7.1 surround sound.
It's
going to be in a dark room other than the camera on his. In fact, we might even film it with like nightlight on his face, so we can have like a pitch black room other than the TV,
This is going to be so freaking good. This is going to be so freaking good. I cannot wait to see this. Because Outlast is a terrifying game. If you haven't played it, you guys need to play it. And
see when someone's like that, I played it and it wasn't terrifying, like a certain podcaster we know. That's just because you're a dick.
You're a total dick, man. The game was really the fact that you have no weapons. Now I will admit, like after a while of the game, the mechanics of that wear off, and now you just want to get through the game. But I promise you that if you can get to the end of this game, you get a little bit of a surprise right at the end, and you go, wait a minute. I thought I kind of knew what was going on here, and now I'm totally fucking lost at what's actually going on in this goddamn hospital. And then the game just ends. I mean, it's a real, what the fuck kind of ending? Like, where the fuck did this come from? Or I don't want to say too much. It'll give it away.
It gets wicked hard towards the end, too. I had to fucking the YouTubes, walkthrough.
Well, because you get tired because...
Did you go to Boston while you were gone?
No,
all of a sudden you're acting.
Yeah, damn right.
It's wicked hard.
It's wicked hard.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
Oh, but Mark, you're right, though. It does get hard, and you just want to get through it.
He was defending you as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm smacked him in the face.
It's all right. It's all right, because I will punch that little bitch back all through this fucking year. I won't let up. I am going to destroy him until he's a deer in headlights every fucking week, and then I'm going to put together at the end of the year a whole clip that's going to be a combination of all the times I left Mark and the deer in headlights look, and it's going to be a two-hour show of fucking silence, motherfuckers. That's what's going to roll off to kick in 2018.
Have you guys seen Pamela
Anderson?
I know. I mean, like a friend of ours that we all have mutually? Like, what are you talking about?
It's a video game called Pamela. And
I love it. It says it like, well, duh, you dumb motherfuckers.
That's what we're talking about, right? It's where there's this disease out there that causes rapid bone growth, and the goal is to survive as long as you can with your, with this disease.
I don't think I've seen anything about this game.
That's a game?
Yeah.
It sounds like rough. Like, what do you? I don't. So what? What
oh
do you,
shit! I got bone disease.
I know. That's what
Pamela
I'm trying to figure out.
Pamela is a
like,
first-person sci-fi open-world survival horror game and the first title from indie developer NVYVE Studios. According to Polygon, the game is set on the futuristic utopian island of Eden, where people are infected with a disease that causes rapid bone growth. And your goal? I got rapid bone growth. And your goal is to survive as long as possible. You start each game as a randomly generated character with a bionic arm with randomly generated attachments that also serve as your connection to Pamela, the AI that will serve as your guide.
Sounds so fucking
stupid. Your
gameplay
style will have an effect on Pamela, so you have to consider that as well as how to best manage the colony's power. There's a permadeath option that can be enabled or disabled.
Smoke asks if Pamela disease is hepatitis.
It's heavy.
You tell me. You probably know her better than I do. Then there's one called Visage coming out.
Listen to you talking about video games.
What?
Visage.
The only controller Dark can use is his gay lover's weenie.
What? Whoa, hold on. What'd you say, Deandra?
The only controller Dark can use is his gay lover's weenie.
Oh,
I love how she suddenly has inflection in her voice, and it's not deadpan. She says can with emphasis there.
Oh, she's giving you permission to use your lover's weenie, I think. I think that's what she was saying.
Oh, so apparently Visage is kind of like Allison Road that I think just came out.
No, Allison Road never actually came out. That game,
no, I think it got shit-canned.
It got shit-canned, and it looked amazing. So, yes, I know, Dark, because I've been oh, my God, Russell C., your Ronda Rousey sloth is the greatest thing I've
seen.
And it's supposedly like Silent Hills PT a little bit, maybe.
You know what? That game getting canceled was like the biggest fucking like video game just burn. Like I kind of just gave up on fucking video games when that got canceled.
I can see where you're coming from, but I wouldn't give up completely, Mark. But yes, it was kind of shitty.
I love how
he's just being dramatic.
Listen to Duncan.
That would have been the fucking coolest game. Fucking Duncan. That game is like made for me. And,
yeah, but like literally 5 minutes ago, you were talking about how amazing the Friday the 13th game is, which should have restored your faith in it. Be like that game getting cancelled. Fuck video games.
I know.
Fuck them all. That put me off them right there, apart from this awesome game, which I won't play because fuck video games.
He's changed so quickly in like 5 minutes.
Never mind. Fuck all.
Oh, God. I don't know. This...
I'm with you to an extent. Maybe not the giving up video games, but yeah, that game...
Oh, that sucks because
promo,
Allison Road was
like,
going to be
demo was
amazing.
Fucking absolutely incredible. And that's basically that Del Toro game that's coming out. Which is, I keep saying Del Toro because he's a character in it, I believe, but it's inspired, he wrote a story, etc. You know, it's basically the middle finger to Konami or whoever the company.
Yeah, he's also super bitter about that whole thing. I think it was quoted as saying, fuck Konami.
Which kills me, because Konami was always
good at
that.
If you're a guy like Guillermo Del Toro, who has already 60 million projects that your name's attached to, and you're constantly trying to get things off the ground, he did spend a sizable amount of time trying to develop that computer game and for them to just shelve it. And the way he found out about it was the way that we all found out about it, which was basically a news story drop saying this game isn't happening now.
But why? Why did Konami do that though? It's obviously the ways of the old, and the people that used to be at Konami are like in the ground or ashes by now, because Konami knew what they were doing. I mean, they gave so many crazy like. They broke so many like boundaries with shit like
they ran all those people off.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that is. But you know, most of it, but like, you know, Metal Gear, you know, Silent Hill, they like took Metal Gear. The fact when you fight Psycho Mantis and you set your controller down and he starts controlling
it's the greatest thing ever.
I mean, you just sit there and go, or the fact that you're playing something like the Nintendo that can barely have space to hold colors. They have to minimalize everything on these cartridges. And there's this hack that if you put this little code in before the screen comes up on Contra, you've got 30 lives. And really, that's the only way to beat Contra. Jesus Christ, some of that shit gets hard. You know, when the alien titties are shooting the milk balls at you at the very end of the game, it's impossible to get through without 30 lives. It's ridiculous, man. Those milk titties are horrible. The alien milk titties. Aliens shoot the weirdest milk titty shit out, and it's just painful. It hurts. It kills you 100.
It's better
like
than
in your eye or what?
I mean,
it's better than
you,
like in Species when you know tentacles shoot out.
Who was in Species again? Natasha Henstridge.
Yeah,
she could Species me any fucking way she wants to. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
It's so hot in that movie.
She is so hot. Hot in that movie.
But I'd rather it be like milk than
you know what would have made it
You'd
hotter
rather have dick in it
if
somewhere.
She'd been wearing some spandex.
Exactly.
Does she like rip a guy's dick off in that movie?
Well, then Dark, why don't you like her?
Would
why
you?
Don't you like it? Because there's dick. What you would forgive her for ripping your dick off?
She is fucking smoking hot. She doesn't rip every guy's dick off. Just one guy's dick.
Mark, and according
as long as that's not my dick, I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't want it to be mine.
Mark, according to Deandra, you don't really have much to worry about. What do you care if she rips that little thing off? It's like removing the leftover of your belly button, your umbilical cord. It's all gone now.
Did that game What Remains of Edith Finch come out?
I've never even heard. It sounds like you're naming Beatles records to me.
Sounds like an Agatha Christie novel.
There you go. That's much better than a Beatles album. An Agatha Christie novel. You're right. Edith Finch. I don't know. Is she related to
Eleanor Rigby, aren't you?
Eleanor Rigby. There. Thank you so fucking much.
It was coming out for PlayStation 4.
Is it a VR game?
No, it was supposed to come out sometime the end of last year. I don't know if it did or not.
I want PlayStation 4
so,
VR games.
It's a collection of short stories about a cursed family in Washington with stories about family members ranging from the early 1900s to present day. Players will follow Edith Finch as she explores her family's thoroughly creepy history in her efforts to discover why she's the last living Finch.
Is it just me, or when Dr. Dark describes a video game,
like
I don't want to
really
play it.
Boring
I don't want to Yeah, it really does.
I mean, a lot of the movies y'all describe sound boring as hell to me. But...
Fair play. Or should I say, touche, Dr. Dark.
If we talk about Greasy Strangler, that sounds like a movie that's right in Dark's wheelhouse.
He won't.
Have you watched it yet?
No, look,
I have not.
Don't even mess with it, because even if he likes it and loves the hell of it, Mark, because you like it, we are never going to hear if he likes it or not.
That's not true.
That is so true, and Mark knows that to be true.
I hate the Greasy Strangler.
It's bullshit. The one that I would really want to hear Dark discuss next week when we're doing our top tens.
Is Greasy. It somewhere that's like readily available?
Yes, I can get it. I can get
you
it.
You can find it. Yeah, you should watch it, because I want to hear you talk about it.
It's got a huge prosthetic dicks in it. You're gonna laugh.
Everything about this movie, he is going to love. I'm not kidding you. I can't see him not liking any of this.
I hype it up too much, but
dude, his favorite movies that he likes to try to show people until we hid his VHS copy of it
like
was
that.
Pink Flamingos.
I don't want to hype it up too much. And when you came back from fucking Texas Nightmare or whatever you were at, you said it could possibly be the best movie you've seen this year.
Yeah, hold on. Danny said
but
what?
Danny didn't like it.
Danny didn't like what?
Sat and watched it by himself. Like,
I can let you peek behind the curtain. It didn't make my top 20.
It wouldn't make
my
top
100
motherfucking million.
I thought it was a whole hell of a lot of fun, and I bought it and everything. I went to see it in the cinema and then bought it like 3 days later and all the rest, but it didn't make my...
I don't like it, but I know Dark will.
It's a fucking huge year for horror, and anyone that says it wasn't is a fucking arsehole.
Looking back at the list, though,
so many great movies.
But
so
looking
many
back,
great movies.
Looking back at a lot of the lists that I've looked at, you know, because I haven't really watched many movies, it doesn't look that like it was a very good year.
It was actually.
It looks
really
like
good year.
The upcoming year, this year, is going to be like 10 times better than last year
on the mainstream scale. But on both sides of it, this year hit both sides, main scale. And are independent and, you know, lower stream
the
shit.
The mainstream movies look
horror,
like
horror
shit.
Horror brought in more money in 2016 in the cinema than it has done before. Like, just the titles, per title that came out. Like, almost every single horror movie that went to the theater outperformed their wildest imaginations. One of the highest
all of them in summertime, too, is what's
yeah,
really
weird.
Weird
times, yeah. Like, a weird when movies like that should not make money. They were all making ridiculous amounts of money. And I'll tell you what it is that's caused it, and it's going to obviously upset some of the people on the page. It's superhero movies. This is what happens when you put out just a stream of superhero movies back-to-back, and they're all programmed out for the next fucking 15 years. People start to look for something different. They start to look for something that is so left the field from what they're getting in a cinema, and that's when horror movies start to flourish. And some of the titles, The Conjuring took in over $300 million. That is just, it doesn't make sense. That movie didn't even cost $20 million to make. It's made the Conjuring series of two movies has become the most profitable franchise in horror history.
It blew away eight Saw movies.
two of them. That's... By the way, none of us talked about the new Saw movie that's coming out this year.
Legacy?
Yeah.
I can't believe they're doing it. They said the last one was the last one. They pulled a Friday the 13th, last of the final chapter.
Yeah, well, Friday the 13th kept pulling
fucking
that.
Fucking cocksuckers.
They're still pulling it. Russell A. says Don't Breathe was a huge hit.
It was massive. Don't
and
Breathe
a lot of money
a
came
hit.
Out in the summertime.
Yep. The Conjuring, Lights Out did really fucking well as well. So, yeah, I mean, like, and most of these have Blumhouse money behind them. So Blumhouse, like, pay $5 million all in to make a movie. That's including marketing and promotion. And those movies go out, and all of them done huge business. And they're coming right back with more, obviously, that Belco experiment's Blumhouse for a start. The Jordan Peele movie is a Blumhouse movie. And it looks amazing as well. And, like, horror is almost a sure thing at the cinema just now. It's so weird. Because if you jump back the previous year, there was some horror movies that flopped, like Crimson Peak flopped horribly. So it's all of a sudden become huge again. And like, and that's just those titles. That's before you even go to the indie movies. I worked this out of the 140 odd movies that I could track down that came out in 2016, horror movies. I saw 78 of them. I managed to shortlist it down to 30, and I struggled to get those 30 into a 20 list for Podcasts Under the Stairs. My top 10 list, there are ones where I'm like that. Any other year, some of the titles that are in my 20 bracket to 11 would have been in my top 10. That's how strong this last year was. And when people are like, and as I've read so many people go, that wasn't a really good year for horror. You just didn't look. You did not look. You sat there and you watched all the obvious titles that came out, wherever they came out.
I didn't even watch those.
But you know what I mean when I'm saying that, Dark, though? There are hundreds of avenues for you to check out movies. Like, that. If all you're doing is checking Netflix and what comes out of the cinema, then you're missing a lot. You're missing loads. And there's so many fucking really, really, really good horror movies came out last year that people just did not see. I just didn't know about.
There's so much more coming.
I can't wait. It's a fucking great time to be a horror fan.
Oh, it really is. And it's on all fronts. I mean, you know, right now in TV, we're taking over most of TV right now. We're handling the box office. Some of the bigger books from last year were horror novels that hit mainstream levels, like Joe Hill's The Fireman. I mean, that was... Yeah.
He was live on Facebook at 8 o'clock tonight to talk about the debut of the paperback version of The Fireman.
The Fireman was huge in horror. I mean, that was really big. And when we're sitting in a time where a game show like Hellevator is getting renewed on the Game Show Network, we're in a really good time right now.
They got nominated for an Emmy, I think, didn't they?
The newest season. If you gave up during season one, you should come back for season two. It was really, really awesome. I mean, I've liked both seasons, but season two definitely got better. I just enjoy their little stories that go with all of them. It's really, really fucking sweet show. And we even have our own new Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark style book, right? Nightmare Soup is finally out in print, and it looks amazing. The pictures are fucking fantastic. I cannot wait to get a copy of Nightmare Soup and check it out. You guys know what I'm talking about?
So good. I'm telling you, it's like really just now... Horror movies. Everything horror is like, we have went from being that kind of fringe group of people to being inadvertently pulled directly into the mainstream. And it's massive now. It's such a huge business just now. And that's the reason why there's so many horror podcasts. There's so many horror TV shows. All this stuff is just permeating right through. And I actually can't wait. I genuinely, some of the titles that, I mean, let's put it this way, if horror wasn't doing the kind of levels of what it is doing just now, like, you wouldn't be getting as much as that. You would not be getting companies taking risks and putting out, you know, horror TV shows like The Exorcist, which I've still to see.
It's amazing. Oh my God, you've got to finish it.
It's amazing.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
You've
I can't wait
got
to watch
do it.
It.
You've got to finish it.
And I was probably that show's biggest critic before it came on. I've not even seen any of it.
It's so good, though.
Fuck this. What they're doing, you can't mess with The Exorcist. And everyone that said to me is like that, no, trust me, you will sit down, you watch it, and you will sit in disbelief at how good this show actually is.
I think you're really going to like it. I think you're really going to like it.
I can't wait. But it covered everything from Ash vs. Evil Dead, the new American Horror Story, which I think is one of the best ones I've ever done. Even though Dart doesn't like this, Channel Zero I thought was incredible.
So good.
Obviously, The Walking Dead was a bit hit or miss for people, but its numbers were starting to return to normal Walking Dead numbers towards the end there. And just this on it. And all these shows are coming back. That's the beauty of it. All these shows are coming back. The only one that is not confirmed that I'm kind of a little bit upset about is there's been no confirmation yet whether or not Scream Queens is being renewed. And after that fucking ending of that show, that is what I want. Russell C asks, and this is a Danny question straight away, a Danny and Dark question. He says, question, I want to start reading Joe Hill. What books should I read first? Or what book should I read first?
Oh.
Fucking Key, the audiobook. Do it.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That or no. If you like the graphic novels, go with that. But definitely either Horns or 20th Century Ghost.
Yeah, I agree with Myron. He says go in chronological. Start with Heart-Shaped Box.
That book sucks. Don't even read
okay,
it.
Okay, Heart-Shaped Box does not suck. It's
damn.
Just it's not on. It's just not of certain levels that he ends up reaching later. It's not a sucky book. There are some absolutely
horrible book.
There's terrifying parts. Terrifying parts.
It's an amazing concept that was just not executed.
There are some
well.
Very terrifying parts.
I mean, the idea of selling a ghost like a haunted suit on eBay
Listen,
is amazing, but maybe
Jesus, it was, spoiler alert.
No, you know it from
dude,
the very beginning.
I mean, that's
you
like the that first 5 minutes of it.
If you even remotely liked the movie Horns, you need to go read the book because you're missing way too much with that movie. Way too much.
Oh,
luckily,
yeah, definitely.
You know, Harry Potter saves it. Daniel Radcliffe makes it amazing because he plays the character
Horns
really well.
Horns, guy Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, Harry Potter, he carries the character really well. He does a really good job.
Fucking
I like
Harry
it.
Potter.
Harry Potter?
You guys doing that accent.
Harry Potter?
Joe
that's,
Hill.
That's what it's supposed to be.
I've only got like two or three accents that I can do in. That's not one of them.
Oh, we
you can
I,
do a posh English accent. I'm sure you can.
Oh, wait. We're not doing English accents. I thought we were doing Jersey accents. Wasn't that what Mark started? Oh, that's why I did it because
right,
Mark was.
Oh, you were. All right. I thought you were. I thought you were trying to do English accents. And they were
oh, no. If I was doing that.
Did it Cockney?
If I would have done that, I would have left the H off of Harry Potter. I'd be like, oh, Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Yeah, come on down the chimney, Harry Potter. Have a spot of D.
Have a spot of D.
Yeah, that's what you say to people when they come down the chimney.
Like, hey,
you know?
I got some spotted dick for you.
Hey, there's nothing
come
wrong
come eat
with
my
that.
Spotted dick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I love that he makes fun of someone
Dark
for
tells him to
the
follow the
dick.
Spiders, and what he means is actually follow the pubic lice.
Oh, speaking
of... Oh, my...
My shit is clean,
Harry
shaven,
Potter
bitch.
STD jokes, yo.
Yeah, I was wondering where the follow the spiders came from, and that's I forgot all about that shit. Yeah. It's been a while since I've done all those, but I'm gonna go back and do the Dark Tower. So let's all do it, right?
Ooh, you need to hurry up because it's cinema, Tower. And is it February or March?
Yeah, but look, me and Myron are throwing down for some Stephen King talk, round table style. Anybody want to read some Stephen King and jump on with us, man? We're really ready to roll this out.
I could be persuaded if I was given enough time to walk through because I've done quite a few Stephen King. It would just be a case of maybe catching up with some of the newer ones.
Yeah.
And if I had like a set list of ones that were highly recommended.
And I can provide you with a lot of those.
Yeah, I would be prepared to put the work in for that and come on that.
That would be awesome.
We got more Stephen King talk on Fancy and Friends. The Shining's coming up here pretty quick.
No, no, whoa, whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa,
no,
whoa,
no,
whoa,
no,
whoa.
No, no,
whoa.
You
did that.
You have
watch no, that like bullshit.
You know
Waka,
what?
Waka.
You have next to know.
Mark at the moment is how seamlessly he manages to plug his show every
yeah,
single
but then
episode and it comes out of left field. Ooh. It's like a ninja kicking you.
But he plugs it falsely.
It hits you in the face.
He's plugging it with a bunch of false claims. You're not going to be talking about Stephen King. You're talking about Stanley Kubrick's The Shining,
yeah.
Not Stephen King's.
Not Stephen
There's
King's
a huge
the
fucking
yeah,
difference.
There's
a huge goddamn difference.
Well, if certain people named Danny Trioxin would come on the show and fucking talk about why they like the TV version, because I'm more than willing
oh,
to hear that argument.
I'm about halfway through it and I got
depressed and wanted
Hold
to
on.
Kill myself.
That's because
so
that's,
I gave it a rest.
That's because you're an ignorant ape. That's why. Because you're an ignorant goddamn
oh,
ape.
Jesus.
Okay? Listen, no one said the TV version is better.
Come
it's
on
a,
the show, then.
It's a closer representation of the book. These two things need to be viewed differently. For anyone to say in a statement,
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining is amazing doing Stephen King's The Shining. That these kinds of statements are wrong because
that's
it's
wrong.
Not.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that.
You have to view it as something entirely different.
It's a better adaptation. It's not the better movie.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing
That's the statement. It's not the better movie, but when it comes down to adaptations, there's no argument at all. Like, at all.
Yeah, honestly.
That Garris does an adaptation of The Shining. Like, Kubrick misses out. I would say easily 75%
of the book
and his adaptation
and the character, like the way the character develops. Like this is like so. Luckily for Stanley Kubrick in The Shining, Jack Nicholson does this faux character that he's made. You know, because he seems crazy all along. He seems angry and crazy, and that's
Jack
not
Nicholson
Jack Torrance.
Is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But Jack Torrance was not
he's like
a this.
Gist of it kind of character.
Yeah, the character has a redeeming factor in the book and all this stuff, and without that you don't really get Dr. Sleep. We've talked about that. But if it's not Jack Nicholson, I don't know if it even works. I think if you move any of the parts out of Kubrick,
you don't need 2 hours of Steven Weber dwelling in his fucking alcoholism.
No, you do.
It works better in the book though. In the book, it works better. The reason it works better in the book is that. You get flashbacks to more tender moments with his family, or he interacts with his family in more tender moments, and is juxtaposed against this really deep, dark addiction that he has to alcohol and how hard he's trying to battle through it. And all that's done against the backdrop of probably the spookiest hotel ever fucking created in a novel. So, you know what I mean? That's how that works. And it works better in the novel because you can spend time adapting that. And you can have a novel that's fucking God knows how many pages long, even though The Shining isn't one of the bigger King novels. But you can do that and you can really explore that. That doesn't work in movies. Unless you're doing a TV movie, 6 hours or something like that, it doesn't adapt well. So what Kubrick did was he changed the idea of it and he made it more about the idea of cabin fever, darkness, and like right from the start, like you say, from the first moment you meet Jack Nicholson, completely unhinged, and that doesn't change to the end of the movie. He is always unhinged. Every scene with him there, he looks like he's about 2 seconds away from chopping someone up with a fucking axe. But that works in the context of what Kubrick does, and like I say, no sane person, Myron, even though I've just seen your comment, no sane person can say that. As movies go, comparing those two together, that Kubrick's isn't the better because it is across the board. Better acting, better script, better, camera angles, better special effects, just the works, score works. But when it comes down to pure adaptations, if you've read the book and you want to see the definitive version on the screen, you watch Mick Garris's one because that is the adaptation. Yeah. And there's no argument with that. You can't argue that because Kubrick's is completely different. He chops out so much. Is unbelievable. He even changes the whole fucking ending.
Yeah, the whole ending.
The whole ending is completely different in Kubrick's version. And he just went that way. He just did it because that's what he wanted to do. Although at the time it was kind of suggested that King had given his blessing for that, but King has said since that he definitely did not.
Well, this is how Dark Tower is going to go and possibly Gerald's Game, because there's a lot of stuff that King writes that's so eloquent and beautifully described and easily to visualize in the book, and it's not going to transfer to film that well. And it's rough. It makes it rough. Some of his better work is like that. What's the one with Booyah Moon and the piebald snake thing?
Lisi's story.
Oh my, it's amazing. It's one of the best Stephen King.
It's one of my favorites.
It really is a great fucking novel, and I just Lisi can't love. Imagine that thing done on film. But oh yeah. Well, so Mark, that yes, I will come on. I will come on your goddamn Shining thing. I will do it.
I'll be there.
And I will finish the TV version because I genuinely want to know why you dig it.
Mark, if you say I dig it one more time, I might have to kill you.
And I've read the book, but it's been a really long time, so I totally get it. Like,
can you dig it?
Is the actual adaptation of the book.
Now, Mark, before you go into The Shining, since you are going to be talking about... You're not just talking about the Kubrick film, right? You're going to be talking about The Shining as The Shining, right? You're going to do all here?
Yeah, I mean, I want to touch at least a little bit on the book and the TV version.
Okay, then you have plenty of time. Why don't you go read or do the audiobook or however you want to do it of Dr. Sleep? Because I want to know what you think about continuing the story. I want to know what your thoughts are on the continuation of the story.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, why the fuck would you do a sequel to The Shining?
It is
apparently
amazing.
From what I've heard, it works
it
and it's good.
Is, it's awesome. It is really.
But once again, it's a sequel to The Shining novel. It's not a sequel to The Shining, the Kubrick movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That wouldn't fit.
They don't understand that.
Yeah, because the ending, if you are just going off the movie, the ending, you're going to go, well, that makes absolute no fucking sense why he would do what he's done. And it's. It's kind of crazy. It just doesn't work. And you get a lot of nods.
That's crazy.
You get a lot of nods to Nosferatu, his son's novel, which was amazing too. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So I think you should check that out. Let me know what you think of the story continuing.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Awesome. All right. It's time to go. It's time for us to go. We'll be back next week with our top 10 list.
5 minutes past.
See, Alicia Newman. I love Dr. Sleep. I agree. Dr. Sleep was so good. This whole alcoholic struggle with Danny and. The way the story maps out is perfect. It's perfect. It's a really good one. All right, so we'll be back next week with our top 10 lists. So check us out if you're listening on the replay, which I need to get on top of that since it is 2017. I said I got to do what I said I'm going to do, whatever. I need to get those up. Last week's and this week's, I'll throw these both up. And join us next week, 7 to 9, tmhsradio.com. Join the Facebook group. Go over to iTunes. Leave us a nice little review and throw up some stars. Throw some stars our way.
Blah.
Yeah, throw them up. Throw them up and invite some of your friends. Come over here to the group. Let's keep adding to the
group.
Don't be scared. Come on.
Yeah,
to the group.
You need to get people to come along. People need to check out this show next week because this will be. I'm Brett said it and I totally agree with him.
Oh my God.
Looking at potentially the first top 10 series that we've done where I genuinely think our top fives are all going to be completely different.
It might be a bloodbath.
I think this is going to be good. I can't wait.
This might tear us apart.
It might.
But we'll find out next week.
Tune in next week. Same time, same station.
Goodbye. God.